They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush, and yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. Though I may be lonely now, I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
So nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, darling, and I can tell, darling, you still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you'll never go away. Dolly will never go.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know
one and one is two.
And if this one could be with you,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, your love for me. Don't know much about
history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta. Yeah, but I do
from Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Good evening, everybody. This is Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball right here on BlueClaws.com and MILB.TV. Tonight, the Blue Claws take on the Brooklyn Cyclones, Phillies, and Mets. Blue Claws, of course, Phillies affiliates 19-33, 44-74. And Brooklyn Mets affiliates, they're 30-22, 60-58 overall this year. Cyclones have won the first four games in the series, 20-25 between the two teams so far in 2022. Matt Russell, 5-8, 4.70 for Jersey Shore. Dominic Hamill, 4-1, 3.16 ERA on the mound for Brooklyn tonight. Hamill out of Dallas Baptist. He was the Mets' third-round pick in last year's draft. And Russell out of Missouri State, Andre the free agent, out with the Phillies last year. So Russell and Hamill, your pitching matchup. Let's look back quickly first on a wild game yesterday. Blue Claws fell behind 7-0 and then rallied on three home runs. A solo shot by Baron Radcliffe in the fourth, a solo shot by Hao Yu Lee in the fifth, and then a three-run home run by Radcliffe in the seventh. That home run was hit into the Chick-fil-A fan zone. A left-handed batter, of course, is Baron. And it is probably the first, it's the first that I can remember, and I've been here for more than a decade, first home run that I can remember that was hit into the Chick-fil-A fan zone, or it was formerly the outfield picnic area, by a left-handed hitter. So, I mean, quite the shot there by Baron. And it was his second home run of the game, 13th of the season. And it made it a 7-5 game. Now, the Blue Claws had a few issues in that ball game last night, which led to some unique for the current roster defensive placements, where Casey Martin, who was the starting shortstop, came out of the game. He got hit on the wrist with a pitch, which unfortunately is broken, and he was placed on the injured list today. And Hao Yu Lee hit a home run in the fifth inning, but then got taken out of the he had to come out of the ballgame, too. So Jersey Shore ended up the game with Rickson Wingrove at third, who began the game at first. Fraylin Mignetti, who began the game at second, at third base, he moved to second when Martin came out. Then he moved to short. Anthony Quirion began the game as a catcher and finished it at second base. That doesn't happen every day. And then Nick Montero, who began the game on the bench, moved in to play first. Arturo De Freitas came into the game to catch when Quirion moved to second. So it was a wild game all around defensively for the Blue Claws. Rickson Wingrove, he did fine at third. He did make an error. It was the chopper to his left that he had to range over on. Now, was it an error? Yeah, it was an error, but it was not an easy. It wasn't the easiest play ever either. He did fine, and they turned a double play in the ninth inning. Wingrove to Quirion to Matera, first baseman to catcher to catcher, 5-4-3. Today, though, Blue Claws made a few roster moves, and in addition to Casey Martin unfortunately going on the injured list with a broken wrist, Kendall Simmons was activated before the game today, so he'll play for the first time since August 12th. He had two home runs in the Greensboro series, but got hurt, had a little shoulder injury, 4-for-24 with the Blue Claws, but obviously just getting started. So he'll bat fourth today and play second base. Hao Yu Lee will play short, and then no Casey Martin. The Blue Claws also added an infielder, Sal Gazzo, who is here from Reading, and he got here around 5:30. So he's available if needed today, and we'll probably see him in the lineup for the 105 series finale tomorrow. Baron Radcliffe, as we said, the two home runs last night. He also had two hits on Thursday. He's hitting .333, 20-for-60 so far in August. And since August 4th, he's 19 for his last 53. Seven of his 13 home runs have come, in fact, since July 29th, including the two yesterday. So he's been on a roll, and he'll bat third today for Jersey Shore and play left field. Jared Carr also had a couple of hits in the ballgame last night after going 0-for-3 on Thursday and 0-for-4 on Wednesday. Brooklyn has won all four games so far in this series. 7-0 was the score in the first game on Tuesday, and then they played a 10-inning game on Wednesday, which Brooklyn won 5-4. Cyclones winners 8-5 on Thursday and 7-5 on Friday last night. Matt Russell will take the mound for Jersey Shore, 5-8 in 17 games, 15 starts, a 4.70 ERA, 76 and two-thirds innings, 93 hits. He's walked 33, and he has struck out 66 on the season. Pitched last week against Wilmington last Friday and gave up four earned runs in five innings. This will be his third appearance against Brooklyn, and he's thrown 16 innings and allowed just four earned runs in those games against the Cyclones, but he hasn't faced them since back on June the 21st. Dominic Hamill began the year with St. Lucie, where he was 5-2 with a 3.84 ERA, and now with Brooklyn, 4-1 at 3.16 ERA in eight starts, 37 innings, 26 hits. He has walked 20. He has struck out 51 on the season. He faced Jersey Shore once, July 23rd, which was the Saturday right after the All-Star break, threw four innings, gave up five hits and two runs. He pitched most recently on Sunday against Hudson Valley. Started that game, allowed two runs on one hit and two, and in third innings, walked three. He's walked eight hitters in his last two starts, a combined seven innings and seven runs. So if he controls the walks, he'll be tough. Third-round pick of the Mets last year out of Dallas Baptist, which, of course, is the same school from which the Phillies plucked Derek Hall back in the 2016 draft. Star Wars night here in Shoretown, so they'll have some Star Wars themed promotions and food and drink specials, and some of the characters throughout first pitches. They'll do a skit on the field after the game as well. Nice crowd filing in on a beautiful night here at the Jersey Shore. The Blue Claws and the Brooklyn Cyclones coming up next. Game 5 of 6. Blue Claws looking to snap a 5-game skid. Back to Shoretown with the starting lineups of the first pitch on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rack, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Pleasant good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball right here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Tonight, the Blue Claws take on the Brooklyn Cyclones, the Sally League affiliate of the New York Mets. And, of course, Jersey Shore, 21st season as the Sally League affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Blue Claws 19-33 in the second half, 44-74 overall this year. They've dropped five in a row, 30 games under 500. For the first time. Brooklyn 30-22. They won the first four games of this series, 60-58 overall. Brooklyn comes into the day just a half game behind Hudson Valley for first place in the SAL Northern Division. So Blue Claws and Jersey Shore. Here's the pitching matchup. Matt Russell for the Blue Claws, 5-8, 4.70. And Dominic Hamill for Brooklyn, 4-1, 3.16, a pair of right-handers. The lineup to face Russell looks like this. Matt Rudick in left leads it off. Then Alex Ramirez, the right fielder, will bat in the two-hole. Batting third, playing first base is J.T. Schwartz. And then it's Jose Peroso, who's had a big series at second base. Stanley Consuegra, the DH, he'll bat fifth. Then Jose Mena, the catcher. William Lugo will bat 70s and third. Jalen Palmer hit a three-run home run last night. He's in center field and bats eighth. The Betty Knight is Sherbin Newton, who had home runs in each of the first three games of the series, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. He'll bat ninth and play short. The lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, with local facilities including Community Medical Center in Toms River, Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. So here's Rudick hitting 228 with three home runs and 22 runs batted in. Left-handed batter out of San Diego State. And he'll get things underway for Brooklyn. Blue Claws wearing their Medusa State Jersey Shore uniforms here tonight on a Copa de la Diversión night in Short Town. First pitch of the game, fastball high and away. And we're underway. Count one ball and no strikes. 1 minute early, 7:04. First pitch time tonight. Game time temperature is 78 degrees, mostly clear skies, and no real wind to speak of on a beautiful evening. And Rudick fouls one back, third base side, out of play. And the count is even at 1-1. So one thing here for the Blue Claws this week, they have fallen behind early in every game. Last night, three runs in the first for Brooklyn. On Thursday, four runs in the second. There's the 1-1 coming from Russell to Rudick, and it's a little bit low, two balls and one strike. On Wednesday, which game wasn't a 10-inning game, it was 1-0 in the first inning, and then 2-0 in the second inning back on Tuesday, which was a 7-0 shutout. The Blue Claws have led for about 2.5 innings in this series. Popped up foul, third base side. Rignetti gives it a look, the third baseman, but it is out of play. Dropped and caught, a deflection by a fan down the third baseline. Nicely done by that fellow who brought a mitt to the ballpark here tonight. So 2-2 on Rudick. Last night, Brooklyn scored in the first inning from two out and nobody on. A walk, a home run, Jose Perosa, as Russell misses inside. A double by J.T. Schwartz, and then Stanley Consuegra, an RBI single. So by the time everybody got to their seats, it was already 3-0, and then in the third inning, it was 7-0. And obviously, that's just no formula for success. 3-2 on Rudick, and Russell rocks and deals. High fly ball into shallow center. Going out on it, Hal Yu Lee, the shortstop, backpedaling. He makes the call and the catch for the first out of the ball game. So Rudick is retired, one man away for Alex Ramirez, the right fielder. One of the Mets' top prospects, number four in the system per MLB pipeline. Just 19 years old out of Santo Domingo, 6'3". And he has been with Brooklyn since the 4th of July. And he's at 263, 5 home runs, 28 RBIs. 12 of those 28 RBIs come against the Blue Claws. And he takes a breaking ball from Russell in there for a called strike. And the count is nothing and one. J.T. Schwartz on deck here in the first inning for Brooklyn, managed by Luis Rivera. They're a half game behind Hudson Valley. We'll keep tabs on that pennant race throughout the night. And here's a bouncer to the right side. Long run over him, but getting there, Kendall Simmons. His first game off the IL. And he lobs it over to Wingrove at first. Two men away. So Brooklyn came here last week on Tuesday, at a game and a half out. They've gained a half game by winning all four, but Hudson Valley has won three of the first four games of their series with Hickory, and they're winning tonight by a score of 2-0. That came in the fourth inning, a game that started back at 6:05, so an hour ago. Two out, nobody on. Here's J.T. Schwartz, left-handed hitting first baseman out of UCLA at 263 on the year, and he fouls one off third base side. Schwartz 7-for-18 in the series. He had his fifth home run of the year in the game two nights ago. Did J.T. Schwartz write down the right field line leading off in the second inning off of Kyle Gogoski. 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball strike. Defensively for Jersey Shore, Baron Radcliffe in left, Jared Carr in center, Leandro Pineda in right, Raylan Mignetti at third, Hao Yu Lee in short, Kendall Simmons is in second base, Rickson Wingrove at first, and the catcher is Anthony Quirion. Here's the 0-2, and it's a changeup from Russell that misses outside. Meanwhile, the Phillies already off to a big start. They have a 5-0 lead in the third inning of their game against Pittsburgh. Kyle Gibson is on the mound for Philadelphia tonight. JT Realmuto, a three-run double, fouled off third base side, out of play. The count still 1-2. And then RBI single for Reese Hoskins, and Alec Boendreau going to run on a ground out as well. So the Phillies in good shape already here tonight. And then the other news out of the Philly system was in Double-A, where Andrew Painter and Mick Abel flipped spots in the rotation for whatever the reason. So Painter starts tonight, Abel starts tomorrow, and they are scoreless top of the third. Painter, three strikeouts, one hit, and one walk through the first two. Swing and a miss. Russell gets Schwartz to chase the slider. Blocked by Quirion. Throws down to first, and that retires the side. PA announcer got a bit of an early jump announcing the strikeout, and the sponsor, Pat Bagel, over the PA system before they completed it. But they get the out, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 for Matt Russell. We go to the bottom of the first. Brooklyn nothing. Jersey Shore coming to bat on BlueClaws.com and MILB-TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, gorgeous night here in Lakewood. Don't score bottom of the first, and How You Lee will lead off here for Jersey Shore against Dominic Hamill. How You Lee at short, Leandro Pineda in right, Baron Radcliffe, two home runs last night. He's in left field and batting third. Kendall Simmons hits fourth, he's at second base, then Rickson Wingrove at first. Jared Carson, center field, bat sixth, and Anthony Quirion, the catcher. Arturo DeFreitas, the DH, hits eighth and batting ninth through third, Fraylin Mignetti. First pitch by Hamill in there, strike on the inside corner. Plate umpire, Denver Dangerfield, base umpire, JT Shaw. Batter is Hal Yulee, 1-for-8 with a home run in his first two games of the Blue Claws. And he takes a slider down and away from Hamill out of Dallas Baptist. And the count, 1-1. Hal Yulee, only 19 years old. Born in February of 2003. And the 1-1 hit in the air pretty well out of the left. Got under it, though. And Matt Rudick drifts in. Got it off the end of the bat. And Rudick makes the catch. So Lee flies out, 1-away. And here's Leandro Pineda. The lineup brought to you by Gold Bond Buildings, by RWJ Barnabas Health. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. Fastball a little high, and the count 1-0. Pineda the batter, left-handed hitter from Venezuela, only 20 years old. 2-for-9 with the Blue Claws. Had a triple in his first game on Thursday. Takes a fastball for a strike, and the count 1-1. Hit 218 with three home runs with Clearwater before joining the Blue Claws earlier this homestand. Change up, driven, foul down third. This is just his third game here with Jersey Shore. Hamill out of Dallas Baptist, third round pick of the Mets in 2021. With Brooklyn, 4-1, a 3.16 ERA in 8 games. 37 innings, 26 hits. And fastball high. Walked 20, struck out 51. So a lot of walks. 5 walks or so per 9. And he's walked 7 hitters in his last 7 innings. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Got a piece, I think. Yeah, got a piece, but Maina, the catcher, holds on, 2 down. Defensively for Brooklyn. It's Rudick in left, Palmer in center, Ramirez in right, Lugo at third, Newton in short, Carroza at second, JT Schwartz at first, and Jose Mena is behind the plate. The batter is Baron Radcliffe. Baron, a huge night last night, two homers, one opposite field fastball strike into the Chick-fil-A fan zone above the left center field wall. It's a 20-foot high wall, and the only I can't think of another changeup is outside one and one. I believe the only left-handed hitting player to hit a home run into that area since I've been here. That goes back to 2009. Breaking ball is a little bit low, and the count is two balls and one strike. I reached out to a couple of people that were here before that. The Blue Claw started in 0-1. Maybe they'll have somebody. 2-1 pitch, pulled softly, a changeup, foul, rolls it up first. And the count is even at 2-2 here on Baron Radcliffe. On the year, 226, 13 homers, 37 RBIs, but he's hitting 333 in August. And seven of his home runs have come since July 29th. Another breaking ball, got him. Backdoor curve over the outside corner. So Radcliffe is down looking, and the side retired, 1-2-3. In the first. We go to the second here in Short Town. No score on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive. Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabrette. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
No score, top of the second inning here in Short Town Ballpark in Lakewood. 1-2-3 first innings for each pitcher, Matt Russell and Dominic Hamill. Russell will face Jose Peroza to start the second inning, then Stanley Consuegra and Jose Mena. Tonight's Blue Claws game sponsor, New Jersey Natural Gas. We're joined by Tim Doler, one of their energy auditors. Tim, welcome. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming by. Fastball is in there for a strike. And the count, another one on Peroza, who's 8 for 18 in the series with a home run. Homered yesterday. 267, homered on Friday. No, that was yesterday. He did homer yesterday. Swing and a miss, and the count, another two. All these days run together, Tim. And the count, 0-2 here on Jose Peroza. All right, Tim, so tell us how New Jersey Natural Gas can help their customers lower their energy bills.
So inside New Jersey Natural Gas, we have a department called Save Green.
Breaking ball, that's way outside, and it's 1-2.
We offer rebates, incentives, financing, different avenues for customers that take advantage of some of those opportunities to try to save money and pay for some of those opportunities to do.
Another slider from Russell, that's way outside, 2-2 on Peroso, has a 25-game on-base streak going on. Can you give us some examples?
Sure. We have a marketplace where people can go on and actually purchase some of our energy-saving devices like thermostats, low float.
2-2, line drive up the middle, base hit for Peroza going into center field. Up with it is Jared Carr. He plays it back in, and that'll bring up Stanley Consuegra, the designated hitter. There's 26 in a row now on base for Jose Peroza. Go ahead.
So one of our biggest things we can do is we can come into people's homes, some of our customers' homes, and do a home energy checkup. So it's a quick home energy checkup. We come into the home. We look for opportunities or ways for people that can save money on their utility bills, whether it's improving insulation, upgrading heating systems.
Fastball low in the count, 1-0 on Consuegra.
Upgrading.
And these savings on the margins for people, they add up.
Yeah, yeah. If there's not a direct energy savings, there's no reason we're going to encourage it, and there's no reason a homeowner should do it. We're looking for items that have quicker paybacks.
Breaking ball out, sign of the count, 2-0.
The biggest thing we could do is we can walk into the home, do a quick home energy checkup, install some low flow shower heads or aerators for faucets, some power strips, LED lights while we're there.
Breaking ball inside, 3 balls, no strikes on Consuegra.
And then encourage people to try to maybe take another step, do additional measures that can make larger savings inside their home.
Such as?
Upgrading a heating system, a water heater, an air conditioner. You know, those are much higher use items.
3-0 in their strike, 3-1 on Jose Perosa. Excuse me, on the Stanley Consuegra. Sitting 225 in 42 games and 4 homers this year with Brooklyn. Tall right-handed batter with an open stance. Perosa 4-for-5 stealing bases, held on at first by Rickson Wingrove. And Russell deals. Slider and just missed. Ball 4, that was close. But Russell did not get that call from Denver Dangerfield. So first and second, nobody out for Jose Mena. How can somebody sign up for this?
So
for the checkup?
They can call our phone number on our website. It's listed everywhere, along with on our, you can see it on your bills. But with a quick home energy checkup, we have a quick home energy checkup plus. So this is one where you would pay some money. You pay $49. We're going to come in, run a blower door.
Mena pops it up, foul over the screen behind the plate. No balls, a strike. Jose Mena, 229. He's got 7 home runs, 30 ribbies.
So we're going to use a thermal camera, walk around, show you where your true energy loss is inside the walls, the ceilings. You know, the air loss is pretty significant on bills. And then, you know, try to encourage people to maybe take that next step in adding insulation or doing further steps.
0-1 from Russell is a check swing, and he went around a fastball. And it's nothing and 2. If you don't have natural gas, can you still participate in the program? Which seems like a reasonable question because you work for New Jersey Natural Gas.
So our customers, easy, you know, home run. We can come right into their house and do something. But if they're not a New Jersey Natural Gas customer, we need them to consider converting. There are opportunities through our electric partners. So they can...
0-2 fouled away onto the right out of play. It's off the sweet level facade and bounces down.
But we do need a customer of ours to allocate the savings. We can't just find oil customers and look for them.
0-2 here on Jose Mena. First and second, nobody out. Top of the second, no score. Russell misses away with the slider, 1-2. What resources do you guys have available for customers who are struggling to pay their bills?
So we have energy assistance programs, and we're starting off, I think this past week, we're continuing on for the next maybe 2 months. We have probably close to 20 different appearances where we're going to go out and help.
1-2 is ripped deep down the left field line. Fair, it's gone, and hooking, foul. That ball was drilled by Mena. Got a high fastball, and you heard the sound, and landed up on the top of the grass. Berm down the left field line, but just fouled by about 10 or so feet.
And the low-income assistance programs, with just the energy savings or the help on the assistance on the bills, we have close to 20 different places where our customers can go and we can help them fill out paperwork, get all the missing paperwork that they may need.
1-2 is a slider low, 2-2 on Jose Mena.
And then if they're caught up on their bills, then we want to try to encourage them to get into some of the programs where they can get some of these improvements done. If they're behind on their bills, we would need them to catch up a little bit, but that's something we would talk to them about.
2-2 on Jose Mena. First and second on out. Russell's pitch popped him up. Third base on. Got him out ahead of the slider. Coming down Mignetti from third, but it's in the seats in the third row. So it's a DIY project season. Is it still DIY season? Do it yourself? I don't know when these questions they gave me were written. I don't know when does that end? Is that around the equinox?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. So what safety advice do you guys offer for people that are doing projects themselves around the house?
Well, we want to make sure people play it safe. No, you know, no taking chances. We're looking for licensed contractors to change equipment.
2-2 is bounce foul. Still 2-2.
We're looking for permits. We're looking for inspections. We're not looking for people to just go in there and take chances on replacing some of the more advanced equipment. Along with that, a lot of them need a lot of special attention just to hook them up correctly.
Oh, yeah.
We have some basic.
I can barely build a disc.
Right.
Here's the 2-2 slider outside. God forbid if they're in drawers, then I'm totally screwed.
But with our marketplace, you can go on our marketplace. You can, as a New Jersey Natural Gas customer, it's an instant rebate. You can purchase a smart thermostat right through our site, ships right to your house. You install it yourself. If you schedule one of those QHEC Plus audits, we'll install it for you for free.
3-2, high fastball. Tried to check his swing, and he did. Blue Claws dugout is incensed with JT Shaw, the base umpire. They had issues with him last night when he was behind the plate. He threw out Aria Dude, the hitting coach. Pat Listash, Keith Werman, Brad Bergeson all raised their arms. Berge, the pitching coach, is yelling at Shaw. They were not happy with him yesterday when he was behind the plate. Now, with a runner at second, there's runners at first and second. He's positioned to the left, the third base side of the mound. Not the best angle. Tough break there for the Blue Claws. So the bases are now loaded with nobody out. Here's William Lugo, and he takes a slider for a strike. Officially a walk, so back-to-back walks for Russell. But now Denver Dangerfield, the home plate umpire, yells into the Blue Claws dugout, and somebody's been thrown out. Keith Werman has been thrown out of the ball game. So the Blue Claws manager, Keith Werman, thrown out. He's thrown out by Denver Dangerfield. But really what he was complaining about was the check swing call made by the base umpire, JT Shaw, and Keith is gone. So this had been building up with this crew over a few days. It really came to a head yesterday when there were a couple of calls. Keith is now putting his hands up, gesturing high and low, so he might be complaining about the strike zone, but he really snapped on the check swing call when Mena was deemed to have not swung by JT Shaw. It would have been strike three. And now JT Shaw's coming down. They're going to try to get Keith off the field. He's still arguing with the plate umpire, Denver Dangerfield. See, Tim, it's never dull here.
No, no.
And now JT Shaw comes down. Now Keith is going to have a few words with him, and now he will depart. So Keith Werman thrown out of the ball game, the Blue Claws manager. So Pat Listash will serve as the acting manager and coach at third, and they'll probably have either a player or the hitting coach already doing probably a player coach at first. The pitch to Lugo was a strike. So 0-1, bases loaded, nobody out, no score at top of the second. And he pops it up first base side, does Lugo. Moving over goes Rickson Wingrove, but it's in the seats, out of play, foul ball. And the count nothing and two here on William Lugo. Tim Doler, our guest energy auditor from New Jersey Natural Gas. Tonight's game sponsored here at Shoretown. Got a beautiful night for it. 0-2 the count. And Russell out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Fastball hit well. On a line deep in the center. Going back car towards right center. Reaching out of the run. Makes the grab. The runners tag. Perosa scores from third. Consuegra tags at second. Goes to third. Holding at first base is Maynard. Carr did well to run it down. Sack fly by William Lugo. And it's 1-0 Brooklyn. And frankly, Russell got away with one. He threw an 0-2 fastball right down the middle of the plate. And he was lucky that that ball wasn't hit for a three-run double. Carr had to work hard to track that one down from center. So the Cyclones score first for the fifth straight game in this series. They have runners at first and third with one out for Jalen Palmer. What other advice do you guys have for the residents, Tim?
So for our customers, like anytime that they're going to do any work around their house.
Jalen Palmer takes a strike.
We're considering digging up a bush or, you know, digging a trench or installing equipment, and you're gonna disturb the ground outside your home. We would want you to call 811 to do a mark out, and they're free. So there's no charge to the customer.
0-1 pitch, chopped down third foul. Palmer at 176, 9 homers, 34 RBIs, hit a 3-run home run last night.
But they'll identify the gas lines, the water lines, the sewer line, if there's buried electric, telephone, cable. You know, the last thing you want to do is put a shovel through any one of those. It's going to be astronomical expenses.
And your neighbor's going to be mad.
Yeah,
here's the 0-2. Palmer gets under it, pops it up into shallow left center. Backpedaling, how you lead the left fielder coming on, Radcliffe. Lee gets out of the way. Radcliffe has to accelerate, and he gets there to make the catch. Bit of a miscommunication, it looked like. Radcliffe, I think, thought Lee was going to get it, and then Radcliffe called him off. Lee got out of the way late, but Barron runs it down, and they hold the runner, Kunstweger, at third with a good throw into the plate by Radcliffe. So first and third, two out. Here's Sherbin Newton, the shortstop, at 188, seven homers, 36 RBIs, but he's homered in three games of this series. Homer Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And he bats here with runners at first and third. If Russell gets Newton, would be a total disaster. Getting out of bases loaded, one out, only allowing, or bases loaded, nobody out, excuse me, only allowing the one run. Switch hitter from the Netherlands, bats from the left side here, and the first pitch, a hard grounder foul, hits the tarp down the first baseline. So, in wrapping this all up, you guys have a lot of programs that are available to homeowners of all different shapes and sizes, and those resources are available to them. And give us one more time on how they can go about taking advantage.
If they go to SaveGreenProject.com, everything's on our site. It'll show every single
slider, low, one and one
opportunity, whether it's financing or if it's the marketplace or if they're looking to upgrade. Let's say they have a business. We have programs for business customers as well. So there are, again, all of our customers can take advantage of these opportunities.
1-1 from Russell. Strike on the inside corner. And the count 1-2. Cyclones up 1-0 here in the second on the sack fly by William Lugo. Sherbin Newton, the batter. And Russell peers in for the sign. On the corners, the pitch high and outside. 2-2. Tim Doler, our guest. SaveGreenProject.com. Tim is from New Jersey Natural Gas. This is one of their websites. So SaveGreenProject.com. And the, you know, the biggest thing is you call them. You guys can do a free audit, and you might save money every month.
Yeah.
And that adds up.
And while we're there, we'll throw you some power strips.
2-2 is outside. 3-2.
LED light bulbs, aerators. You know, that's just a no-brainer. Get us out to the house, we'll get you
what's
some savings.
What's like a typical, what can you save a month on your basic audit? I guess it varies, right? Depends how old the house is and all that stuff, yeah.
The older the house, the higher the bills.
Kunstweger darts off third. Runner goes at first. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Strike three. On the 3-2 hook for Matt Russell. Newton down looking, and that retires the side. One run, one hit, one ejection. No errors. Two left. Keith Werman tossed. Brooklyn has the lead, though. 1-0, bottom two. Tim Doler, New Jersey Natural Gas, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. So 1-0 Cyclones, bottom two on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rack, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back in Shoretown, we head into the bottom of the second inning. Blue Claws down to manager Keith Werman, thrown out of the game, arguing a check swing from Jose Mena in the top of the second. Cyclones lead it 1-0, and here's Kendall Simmons. Now, Berkeley had the bases loaded and nobody out in that first inning. They only got one run, so Matt Russell did well to get out of it. And here's Dominic Hamill's first pitch to Simmons. It's in there for his strike. Kendall was activated earlier today. He's 22-year-old from Macon, Georgia. Sixth-round pick in 2018 out of Tattnall Square High School was Simmons. Breaking ball, check, swing, bounces and foul, 0-2. Kendall's been out since August 12th with a shoulder injury and was activated before the game today. Rickson Wingrove is next, and then Jared Carr. And the 0-2 from Dominic Hamill. Curveball, swing and a miss. He got him strike three. Three straight strikeouts now for Dominic Hamill. And one down here in the second inning for the aforementioned Rickson Wingrove. 251, nine home runs, 32 RBIs. Wingrove had an eventful night yesterday, a game in which he began at first base and then finished it at third. Said he hadn't taken grounders over there in a while, but he had played some third in Australia. Chops this one to the ground to second. Barossa to his left to field it, lobs it over to first, two away. And that'll bring up Jared Carr. But Rickson, I asked him when was the last time he played third, and I was half expecting him to say, like, Little League or whatever, but or the Australian equivalent. But he said no. Said that Chris Adamson, Tank, Luklaus manager in 2021, who manages Wingrove in the Adelaide, for the Adelaide team, the Adelaide Giants, change up the car, a strike, nothing and one. In the Australian Baseball League over the MLB and MILB offseason, had him play third about 8-10 games last winter. 0-1, fouled away, third base, out of the count, 0-2 on Jared Carr. Anthony Quirion is on deck. 0-2 to Carr from Dominic Hamill. All right, two hits yesterday. Fastball down and inside. And the count is 1-2. Blue Claws down 1-0, trying to get a win here in Lakewood for the first time since last Saturday when they bested Wilmington 2-0. That one down and in, hit him. So Carr gets plunked with the slider, and he'll take first base with two away for Anthony Quirion. Blue Claws won three of the first five games on this homestand against Wilmington last week, but then lost on Sunday, and Brooklyn has taken the first four games in this series. Here's Quirion. Cyclones are a much better team right now than Wilmington, who lost a lot of players to promotion. Brooklyn a half game out coming into today in the SAL Northern Division second half standings. Quirion lays off a high fastball. It's 1-0. And running tonight, Andrew Painter, four scoreless. Two hits, one walk. He has struck out four and thrown just 55 pitches over his first four innings. And I believe he is at one earned run in his last 36 innings between here and Reading. Pitch low, 2-0 on Quirion. He was at one earned run in his last 26 innings with the Blue Claws and then threw six scoreless last weekend and now four tonight. So one earned run in his last 36. That's pretty good. And the 2-0 is way upstairs. Three balls, no strikes. Arturo DeFreitas on deck for the Blue Claws, who trail it 1-0. We mentioned Brooklyn a half game behind Hudson Valley. Renegades have a 4-0 lead, bottom six, as they host Hickory, and they have not allowed a base runner yet in that game. Six perfect, seven Ks for Richard Fitz, who is a late addition in there for a strike. Three balls and one strike now on Quirion. Blue Claws have played Hudson Valley a bunch this year, 24 times, but they have not seen Fitz. They will see him, though, next week. He was the sixth-round pick of the Yanks last year out of Auburn. 3-1. Fastball. Bounce foul by Quirion behind the plate. And the count is full at 3-2. So that'll mean a head start for Jared Carr at first. Blue Claws have not run really at all. Only eight stolen bases in 22 games in August. They're at the bottom of the IA leaderboard in that since the calendar turned this month. Obviously, August winding down. Today's already the 27th. Runner goes 3-2 outside, but a balk is called. And It'll be a walk to Querion. So the balk call, but the pitch allowed. And because it doesn't interrupt the play. So it is a walk, and that'll bring up Arturo De Freitas, the DH. He is 2-for-37 with 17 strikeouts. And now Louis Rivera, the manager for Brooklyn, going out to have a quick word with Denver Dangerfield, the plate umpire. And they are all good. So here's De Freitas, right-handed batter out of Maracay, Venezuela. And that is a strike from Dominic Hamill. Out of the stretch, the right-hander. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball. And De Freitas behind on the count now. Nothing in two. De Freitas started the game on Wednesday, went 0-for-3. Back in there. 0-2 in the dirt. Nice block by Jose Mena. And it's 1-2. In the third, top of the order for Brooklyn, Rudick, Ramirez, and Schwartz. Cyclones got their run on a sack fly by William Lugo in the second inning. A ball that Russell got away with. It was a 3-0 fastball that he threw basically right. An 0-2 fastball, not a 3-0. No ball, two strike fastball he threw right down the middle. Jared Carr ran down up by the Boardwalk Games in deep right center. 1-2 pitch is grounded down to third. Scooped up by Lugo. He steps on third for the force play, and that retires the side. No runs, no hits. A hit batsman, a walk, a balk, and the Blue Claws leave two. We go to the second inning, 1-0 Cyclones on BlueClaws.com. MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long with new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry-in floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
How to show up with...
Matt Rudick will lead it off as we go to the top of the third. 1-0 Brooklyn. We're joined by Louisa Vroman from the Lattison Network. They're tonight's Blue Claws Charities Community Partner of the game. And the first pitch by Russell is in there. A strike, a changeup to Rudick, and the count is 0-1. Louisa, welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you, Greg?
So when we spoke the other day for the pregame interview that aired, you told me your work anniversary was coming up, right? You reached a milestone, breaking ball inside. What are we up to now?
Over 35 years, Greg.
That's amazing. Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you.
So tell us about Lattison Network.
So Lattison, it's an acronym. It's Lifetime Assistance for Developmental and Challenging Individual Needs.
Change up outside, two balls, one strike.
So we serve about 3,500 families in Monmouth and Ocean counties with physical and developmental disabilities, from the babies in the homes for early intervention, and then we have school programs for kids with disabilities, adult day programs, group homes.
One is popped up a mile high, right side. Quirion tosses away the mask, now runs back toward the netting and makes the grab over near the Blue Claws on deck circle. One away. Rudick retiring. What does Lattison stand for?
Lifetime Assistance for Developmental and Challenging Individual Needs. Used to be Cerebral Palsy of Monmouth and Ocean for many years, but we serve all types of disabilities, so therefore we changed our name.
Now, I know your main office is up in Wanamassa, Ocean Township.
Right.
Here's Alex Ramirez, and Russell's first pitch is in there for a strike, and the count nothing and one. But I know also that you have offices, satellite locations, education centers all right. over the area. Here's the 0-1, and big cut and a miss by Ramirez.
Yeah, we have 14 locations, actually, and really some right here in the neighborhood. We have a big presence in Lakewood. We have a school, the Lehman School, an adult program. We have Access Unlimited over on Oberlin in Lakewood, and we have two group homes in Lakewood, Singer House by the hospital and George Gray Apartments right across the street for you guys.
No balls and two strikes on Ramirez, who grounded out the second his first time, swinging a bouncer foul. Still 0-2. So how many people do you guys support, be it, I know you have some people or you know, live in the group homes, but some people, you know, get services, education, or whatever. How many people do you guys support?
We serve over 3,500 people a year. People are usually surprised to hear that. So that includes, like, all the babies that we see in the homes, the people in the schools, the group homes.
Pitch inside 1-2.
So it's really quite a few. And we're opening a new location in Wall Township. We're opening another group home. So we're thrilled about that because there's really a big need for housing for people with disabilities.
One ball, two strikes, and it's hit in the air pretty well out in the center. Going back on it, Carr drifting toward the track, over towards left center. Makes the grab right in front of the track, two away. And that'll bring out the first baseman, JT Schwartz. So I know you guys do a big gala every year in the spring, the Rosebud Gala. What are some of the other fundraisers and events that you guys do to help? To help kind of bridge that financial gap.
Yeah, we have our casino night coming up on October 20th. That is lots of fun, lots of casino games. We have a big auction.
Where do you do it?
Over at Eagle Oaks in Farmingdale.
Beautiful.
So not too beautiful location.
A great spot, absolutely.
Yeah. So all that's on our website, lattison.org. You can actually, the tickets are online.
T. Schwartz lines one foul down third, nothing in one. We're talking with Louisa Vroman from Lattison Network. They're the Blue Cross Charities Community Partner of the Night. Cyclones leading 1-0 top half of the third. Website is lattison.org, LADACIN.org.
And Greg, we have a plunge coming up January 14th.
Fly ball in the left. Good luck. Fly ball in the shallow right center. Diving after it. Carr on the run. He can't get it. And picked up by the right fielder, Pineda, backing him up. Just in the right spot between the center fielder, Carr, and the right fielder, Leandro Pineda. So a loop single by Schwartz. He's aboard with two out for Jose Perosa.
So you're not going to jump in the ocean with us?
No, have fun. Yeah, I'm sure. You guys have done that for a while, right?
Yeah, 14 years. Yeah, wow. Over at Manasquan and Leggett, so it's a lot of fun. People come in costumes, and they have a great time. Leggett's gives lunch to everybody.
And obviously raising money for a great cause. Here's Jose Perosa, who singled and scored in the second. And he takes low 1-0, coming in on the sack fly by Lugo, which to this point is the game's only run. What's the most, you've been there for 35 years. What's the most satisfying part? What's the favorite part of your work?
Well, I've been, Felicia, who threw out the ball today, I've been with her since she was a little girl in the school. And now she's
1-0 foul in the way.
In the adult program. She lives in one of our residences. She has her own place. So it's just amazing to see them, to grow up with them. You know, I was almost a baby when I started in my 20s.
From infants to the elderly, I think that's
yes.
what separates Lattison from a lot of these other organizations. I mean, from the beginning to the end.
Right.
1-1 on Perosa, time called. At home plate and a clock violation on Russell. So Actually, no, check that. They called it on Perros. No, check that. They called it on Russell. So two balls and one strike. He flashed up here 1-2, but it is on Russell. So 2-1, and it bounced foul. So now the count 2-2. So an automatic ball because Russell took too long before throwing. Pitch clock expired. So 2-1 here on Jose Peroso. 9-for-19 in this series. 1-0 Cyclones. Brooklyn batting top of the third. Winners of the first four here this week. Runner at first base, Schwartz. 2-2 from Russell. Fouled back into the screen. And the count still 2-2. How did you get started with Gladys?
I had a degree in music therapy. So that is using music with people with different kinds of special needs in like a therapeutic way. So I was the music teacher over at the old Trost School.
Wow.
And then I've been with them, and I moved to the Lehman Center in Lakewood, and I worked there for a while as the director. So I've been in many different jobs.
2-2, fastball on the knees, got him looking, strike three, Peroso knew it, inning over, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left. Luisa, keep up the great work. Congratulations on all on your great career at Addison and Lattison.
Thanks,
keep
Greg.
Keep going, keep it up.
Thanks to the Blue Claws for all their support.
Lattison.org is the website, L-A-D-A-C-I-N. We go to the bottom of the third, 1-0 Brooklyn on BlueClaws.com, MILB.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claw.
Brandon Mignetti leading it off here for Jersey Shore, the bottom half of the third. And Dominic Hamill, two scoreless. He put two guys on, one on a hit batsman, one on a walk in the second. 1-0 Cyclones, first pitch is hit in the air, foul down first, out of play, 0-1. Wanted to clarify something from the bottom of the second. We said they called a balk, and that when Quirion was batting and Jared Carr was the base runner. And a grounded a short by Mignetti right at Shervin Newton. Gobbles it up, throws to first, and there is one away. So Mignetti grounds out, one down. That'll bring up How You Lee, the shortstop. But it wasn't a balk. It was an automatic ball. The balk would have blown it dead. But it was an automatic ball, which was thus ball four to Quirion. So that's why the first and second situation, not it wasn't a balk and a walk. It was an automatic ball. How You Lee takes a slider for a strike, 0-1. He flew out to left field his first time, got under one. Hit a mammoth home run yesterday into the Chick-fil-A fan zone. 0-1 is hit high in the air into center. For Jalen Palmer, he has no idea where it is. He put his hands out like he had no idea where that ball was, but he had it all the way. He just didn't have to move, and he makes the catch for out number two. Sometimes, you know, we've seen it a few times this year where players lose the ball in the lights, but he didn't lose that one. He just didn't have to move. Here's Leandro Pineda, two out and nobody on. And Dominic Hamill's first pitch is taken over by Lowe. And the count is one ball and no strikes. So Cyclones lead it 1-0. You got a sack fly by William Lugo in the second inning. left-handed batter with an open stance. And the pitch is hit in the air down the left field line by Pineda. Slicing foul out of play onto the grass. Burr looking out of the crowd tonight, you can see a lot of bright lightsabers. Tonight is Star Wars night, so they're selling those. 1-1 on Pineda with Radcliffe, who had the two homers on deck. And now, was that a time call? Yeah, or a clock. No, time was called. So 1-1 on Leandro Pineda from Valencia, Venezuela. Here's the 1-1, and that's down and inside for a ball. And it's two balls and one strike. Hamill out of Dallas Baptist. That's the same school from which the Phillies got Derek Hall in 2016. 2-1, Lou. Lou Claus, in that 2017 year, had, for a little bit, three different players from Dallas Baptist. Derek Hall, David Martinelli, and 3-1 pitch, line drive into right center field, cutting over Ramirez, had it played well. And the right fielder Ramirez makes the shoulder high grab to retire the Sun. Austin Listy, David Martinelli, and Derek Hall. Those three Dallas Baptist guys. So Hamill gets the out of the inning is over. We go to the fourth, and it's 1-0 Brooklyn. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Since 1986, Rich Green Lawns has been the leading lawn fertilization company of the Jersey Shore, providing lawn fertilization, bed weed control, tick and mosquito control, as well as tree and shrub programs. Mention this ad and save 50% off your first lawn application. Call or text us today.
Top of the fourth inning here in Shoretown, and Stanley Consuegra takes a strike, nothing and one. So Matt Russell, 3 innings, 1 run so far. Bases loaded, nobody out in the second inning. He got through it, only allowing the 1 run. The game's only run to this point. Consuegra skies one in the air to right. Coming on, moving toward the line, Leandro Pineda, the lefty, makes the catch. And that is out number one. So Consuegra flies out, one away. And here's the catcher, Jose Mena. Mena walked his first time. And then William Lugo will follow him. Brooklyn with 2 hits. Blue Claws still looking for their first. And Russell peers in for the sign, throwing to Anthony Quirion tonight. Matt's been kind of the Tuesday pitcher for most of the season. Fastball outside. Blue Claws have used a 6-man rotation this year, and every Monday's a day off. So what ends up happening is the pitchers kind of pitch, as long as there are no rainouts, basically pitch the same day every week, 1-0. Grounder down third foul. Matt pitched most Tuesdays. Mick Abel pitched most of the Fridays. Andrew Painter pitched the Saturdays when he was here. Ben Brown pitched Sundays for a little while. Then they adjusted things a little bit around the All-Star break. But that's kind of been how it was going. So last week, they pushed him back. Breaking ball, line down third foul into the third base picnic area out of play. And the count 1-2. So he pitched last Friday. And then to give him a few extra days between starts. And then tonight he's pitching Saturday. We think because they flipped him with Josh Hendrickson, who pitched last Saturday. Because they're lining Hendrickson up to pitch Thursday for Redding. Foul back out of play. That'll get up here. And bounce down to the seats below. 1-2 on Jose Mena. 229 on the year with 7 home runs and 30 runs batted in. Cyclones leading it 1-0. We told you about fastball hit well on a line deep to left. Back goes Radcliffe. It's over his head and off the left field wall. Barron picks it up, fires it into second, and Mena only gets the one base. Good play in left field by Barron Radcliffe. That ball was smoked by Jose Mena, the catcher, but he only gets the single. So he's at first, and that'll bring up the third baseman, William Lugo. So we told you about Hudson Valley. They have a half-game lead on Brooklyn. Tonight's Blue-Cross opponent, of course, going into the evening. Brooklyn's gained one game this week. Fly ball to center field by Lugo. Drifting to his right a few steps is Carr. He's there. Makes the catch for out number two. And that'll bring up the center fielder, Jalen Palmer. So Hudson Valley tonight hosting Hickory up in Wappingers Falls. And the Hudson Valley starter, Richard Fitz out of Auburn, who came into today having only allowed one run in 12 and a third innings, has thrown 7 perfect innings on just 70 pitches for the Renegades. Here is Palmer, and the pitch by Russell is hit in the air, out of the right center, hit well. Pineda racing back after it, so to Carr. Carr lunging after it on the track, can't get it, and it bounces over the wall, which is an enormous break for Jersey Shore, because that'll send Mena back to third. If that ball bounced off the fence, it would have been an RBI triple for Jalen Palmer, and Mena would have scored. Instead, it's a ground rule double, and that will keep runners at second and third. And now, also with 2 men out, Russell can get out of the inning if he gets Sherman Newton. Now, that has not been an easy task this week. 5-for-16, 3 homers in the series. Came into the week having only hit 4, and he's nearly doubled it. But that would have been a run if it didn't bounce over the wall. So a break there for Jersey Shore, and also that's a home run in a lot of parks. It's very deep out there to that part of right center, just to the right of the boardwalk games. Newton fouls one back, and that's into the seats in front of one of the luxury suites off to our left. They have a count, nothing in one. So Richard Fitz, 7 perfect innings. And we'll keep an eye on that one. It's only 70 pitches, so I assume he's going to stay in for the 8th. Russell out of the stretch for the 0-1 to Newton, and it's inside, a fastball misses. We're in the 4th, Brooklyn leading in 1-0. Radcliffe, Simmons, and Wingrove, 3-4-5 for Jersey Shore when we head into the bottom half of the 4th. On a gorgeous night here in Shoretown. Nice crowd on hand for the Saturday. And the 1-1. In the dirt, it gets off the mid of Corion. Bounces to the right. He has no idea where it is. And it'll be a wild pitch. It bounced off to our right toward the Blue Claws dugout. Scoring is Mena on what'll be a wild pitch. And that'll put runners at second and third. Put a runner at third with one run already in now. 2-0 Cyclones. Even if Querion saw it right away, I don't know, might have gotten too far away, but with Mena at third as the catcher and doesn't run that well, maybe not. But he just was late finding it. Russell was pointing to it, kind of got turned around a bit. 2-1 with a runner at third. And the pitch is a backdoor slider that misses outside. 3-1 here on Sherman Newton. Matt Rudick is on deck. Blue Claws down 2-0. Russell up to 73 pitches, threw a lot in that second inning. And the 3-1 pulled softly, or bounced softly, foul, I should say. And the count full at 3-2. Blue Claws have led for just 2 innings in this series. They had a 2-1 lead briefly on Wednesday. Brooklyn has scored first in every game. And they had a 7-0 lead last night. 2-0 lead here. Runner at third, 2 down to Newton out of the Netherlands. And Russell's pitch is grounded back past the mound. Long run sliding. Haiyu Lee gets to his feet, spins, and throws Newton out at first. And that retires the sign. Haiyu Lee, the shortstop, went to the first base side of the bag for that one. And they get the out. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. And Brooklyn leads it 2-0 on BlueClaws.com. MILB.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
At RWJ Barnabas.
Aaron Ratcliffe leading it off here for Jersey Shore as we head into the bottom half of the fourth. Brooklyn, two runs, four hits. Blue Claws looking for their first. They've had two on base, both with two out in the second. Ratcliffe, two home runs last night. Georgia Tech product, and the first pitch, a curveball from Hamill. That's in there for a strike. And the count, nothing and one. Barron went down looking on a curveball in the first inning. 19 for his last 54 at the plate. Swing and a miss. Had a change in the count, nothing in two. Two homers last night. One opposite field under the Chick-fil-A fan zone over the 20-foot high wall out there. And the 0-2 pitch is a fastball up and away, one and two. I'm pretty sure it's the first one I've ever seen here from a lefty into that area, which in a picnic area for a while. Here's the 1-2. Another breaking ball, bounce foul, first base side, softly hit, and the count remains. One ball, two strikes. Blue Claws manager Keith Werman was thrown out of the game in the second inning, so Pat Listash is coaching at third, and Marcus Lee Sang is coaching at first base. Kendall Simmons on deck after Ratcliffe. 1-2, swing and a miss. Got him a breaking ball, strike three. And that is one away. Four strikeouts for Hamill, who fanned three in a row. Hitters 2-3-4 the first time through the order. Phillies have a 6-0 lead over Pittsburgh. Tonight at Citizens Bank Park after an easy win yesterday in the first game of that series. Here's Kendall Simmons, who struck out swinging his first time up. Activated off the injury list earlier today. And he takes on the outside corner from Hamill for a called strike. And the count is nothing and one. Oh, one. Chased one down in the dirt. 0-2. Simmons began the year with Clearwater and joined the Blue Claws at the beginning of August. 4-for-25 now. Does have two homers, though. Both of those were in the Greensboro series a couple of weeks back. This the final series of a 3-out-of-4 stretch in Lakewood for the Blue Claws. 18 games of 24 in this park. Curveball in the dirt. And the count 1-2. Brooklyn a half game back of Hudson Valley in the SAL North second half standings. They came to town a game and a half back. They've gained a game this week. And Simmons lines one of the air to center. Coming on, Palmer gets there, makes the catch. Hit it hard, but right at Jalen Palmer. Just comes in a step. Center fielder, two away for Rickson Windrow. Now, Hudson Valley leads Hickory tonight 10-0 in the seventh, but the story of that game, Richard Fitz, the pitcher for Hudson Valley, has thrown seven perfect innings with seven strikeouts on just 70 pitches. Here's Rickson Wingrove, grounded out to second base his first time, and he takes a changeup on the outside corner for a called strike, and the count 0-1. Wingrove played third base a little bit yesterday. That wasn't the plan, but played a couple of innings there, and he takes slowly started the game at first base. Made a few nice plays up there. Started a 5-4-3 double play. He said he had played about 8 or 10 games there in Adelaide in the Winter League last year. Swing and a miss over the slider from Dominic Campbell, and the count is 1-2. Brooklyn up 2-0. We're in the bottom half of the fourth. On a beautiful night at the Jersey Shore. Here's the 1-2 from Hamill, and he misses way upstairs. And outside to Wingrove, a left-handed batter, and the count is 2-2. Second start for Hamill against the Blue Claws. Pitched here, 4 innings, 2 runs in July. Strike 3, gets him looking. Fastball across the knees, and the outside corner, and the side is retired. 7 in a row now for Hamill, through 4. In Short Town, 2-0 Brooklyn on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Short Town Ballpark, top of the fifth. Brooklyn leading it 2-0. Matt Russell back out there for Jersey Shore. He's thrown 76 pitches through 4 innings, allowed 2 runs on 4 hits. Yes. First one here to Matt Rudick, the leadoff man, a changeup in there for a strike. And the count 0-1. Russell has struck out 3. Rudick is 0-2, flown to center and popped out to the catcher. And a bouncer to the right side, long run. Simmons slides after it, kicks off his glove, and that'll be a base hit for Rudick. Good effort by Simmons. Even if he fielded it cleanly, though, it was not going to be an easy play to get Rudick at first base. So good effort, but an infield base hit for Rudick, his first hit of the game. He's got 14 stolen bases. Brooklyn doesn't run a ton. Rudick has 14. Jalen Palmer, the 8 hitter, has 22. Stole one earlier this week. Albertus Barber is warming up in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. He's pitched very well lately. Here's Alex Ramirez, and he takes a fastball in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. 19-year-old out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Late umpire Denver Dangerfield says to reset the pitch clock. 0-1. Russell's fastball cut on and missed by Ramirez. And the count 0-2. He's 0-2 tonight, but 13-33 against Jersey Shore this year. Though, you know what he was signaling? They had it set for 14 seconds, but with a runner on base, should be set for 18. That's why he kept signaling. 0-2, the count on Ramirez. Rudick at first, held on by Wingrove, and he's not going. Fastball punch down the right field line, base hit. And chasing after it into the corner is Pineda. Backhands it in front of the right field foul pole. Heading to third base goes Rudick. He'll be held there by Louis Rivera. And in the second with a double is Alex Ramirez. Second hard hit ball and an 0-2 pitch tonight by Brooklyn. Their sack fly by Lugo in the second inning was smoked to deep right center. Carr ran it down, but that was on an 0-2 fastball. The other one, though, the one by Lugo, that was more down the middle. That pitch was out on the outside corner, and Ramirez just went with it. So a two-base hit, second and third, nobody out. And the first baseman, J.T. Schwartz, coming to the plate. That was the sixth hit for the Cyclones. As Barber continues to throw in the pen. Russell up over 80 pitches now. And the Blue Claws down 2-0. Have really no choice here but bring the infield in. So here's Schwartz, 1-for-2 tonight, 8-for-20 in the series out of UCLA. And Russell's pitch is outside corner strike. He was the batting champ in the Pac-12 last year. Nothing and one, the count on Schwartz. And Russell deals. And a high pop down third foul. That'll get into the seats out of play. And the count is nothing and two. Well, 0-2 on J.T. Schwartz. Jose Perosa, who has also had an excellent series, is on deck. Swinging a slow grounder to first, holds the runner at third, does Wingrove, who steps on the base. Rudick stays put, Ramirez stays put, three unassisted, one away, and that'll bring up Perosa. Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach, is in charge on the pitching side right now. Keith Berman, if you're just joining us, the manager got ejected in the second inning. So when they pull Russell up to Brad, Albertus Barber throwing in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. Infield remains in. And Russell out of the stretch, slider down and away. And the count, one ball and no strikes. Stanley Consuegra would be next. Perosa, who was with Brooklyn in 2019 when they won what turned out to be the last ever New York Penn League championship. Also played here last year. Pulls this one down third foul. And the count is 1-1. Cyclones a run in the second and a run here in the fourth. They lead it 2-0. Blue Claws still looking for their first hit of this ball game. That Hudson Valley game, well, they keep scoring. They scored 8 runs in the bottom of the seventh. They're up 13-0 on 21 hits. Swinging a little squibber up first. Russell picks it up. Turns, has no play at the plate. Run scores. He throws to first for the out. But Perosa in to score. And down to third base goes Alex Ramirez. It's 3-0 Cyclones. Russell wanted to come home, but wisely just took the out at first. They were not going to get Rudick, who went as soon as that ball came off the bat. So that is a 1-3 putout. And an RBI, second RBI for... first RBI for Perosa today, 46th of the season. Here's Stanley Consuegra with the DH. And the pitch is a breaking ball, sliced down the right field line. Pretty well hit, but foul. Pineda gives it a look, but it's out of play. And the count on Consuegra is nothing and one. So 0-1 the count here on Stanley Consuegra. Cyclones up 3-0, top half of the fifth. And Russell out of the stretch, fastball, hot shot, foul on the ground down third. And the count remains nothing and two. Andrew Painter went 6 scoreless, but gave up 2 in the seventh. So his day is over. 6 1/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, struck out 6. 89 pitches, 63 strikes. Redding and Binghamton are tied at 2.
waiting for something to get loose in the left field corner. John Tyler Shaw, the base umpire, yelling down there, asking the Brooklyn players to look. Yeah, there are a lot of kids down in the left field corner, so I think Shaw thought one of them had dropped something onto the field. So Radcliffe looked at it, the left fielder, and a couple of the bullpen guys for Brooklyn. 0-2 here on Consuegra. Russell out of the stretch. The pitch is, I guess, high. And the count 1-2. So ball and two strikes. Consuegra the runner at third. 3-0 Cyclones, top half of inning number 5. Russell's pitch popped up on the third base side. Russell calls for it, and the third baseman Mignetti comes in, trips over Russell, and the ball drops in. Picked up by Quirion, throws down to second, and they get the out there, but the run scores. So that'll be an error on Mignetti, but it's not his fault. He tripped over the pitcher, Russell, who didn't get out of the way. And that'll be an E5. And a run will score. We'll check the scoring. But either way, a run comes in. So two in the inning. Two runs on four hits. Check that. Well, three, two hits. No errors. One left. And a miss. 4-0 Cyclones, bottom five on BlueCloths.com and MILB team.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claw.
So that was an E5 on Mignetti, and then they throw out the runner, the batter, going to second base, Consuegra. But in reality, Russell should have just got out of the way and let Mignetti catch it. Here's Jared Carr, and the first pitch by Dominic Hamill is swing and a miss on a changeup. And the count, nothing and one. So Russell didn't get out of the way. Mignetti dropped the ball, but he was kind of impacted by Russell. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Change up 0-2. Two good changes. And that allows a run to score. It'll be an unearned run, but it's a mistake for Jersey Shore. And a free run there for Brooklyn. And Carr swings and misses. Later in a fastball. Strike three for out number one. Blue Claws are still looking for their first hit. That's the sixth strikeout for Dominic Hamill. And it will bring up Anthony Quirion. The perfect game, by the way, for Hudson Valley is over. Richard Fitz came out for the eighth and gave up a base hit and then a double. Second and third for Hickory. Here's a fly ball by Quirion in the center. Going back on at Palmer, drifting toward the track. He's there and makes a one-handed catch for out number two. Here's Arturo De Freitas, grounded into a fielder's choice. His first time up, serving as the DH today for the Blue Claws. Albertus Barber is going to pitch the sixth. Fastball in there for a called strike. And the count is nothing in one. So Russell's day will end. Five innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned. And that's a slider low. And the count 1-1. And the lesson on these pop-ups, if you're the pitcher, is just get out of the way. 1-1 on DeFreitas. And he takes a fastball in there for a strike on the outside corner. And the count nothing in two. We mentioned that Hudson Valley game because Brooklyn is just a half game back of the Renegades for first place in the SAL North. Entering the night. 14 to go. Change up, line drive, left field, base hit. So Arturo DeFreitas on a 1-2 pitch gets his third hit as a Blue Claw. And he's at first. There's the first hit of the night for Jersey Shore. He's at first with two down. And that'll bring up the aforementioned Blue Claw's third baseman, Fraylin Mignetti. So here is Mignetti. Grounded out the shortstop back in the third. 4-0 Cyclones. DeFreitas not a threat to steal, and Mignetti takes a little bit low. Does clear out the batting order, the bottom of the order. So even if Mignetti is retired here, it would mean how you lead a leadoff batter would start things in the bottom of the sixth inning for Jersey Shore. We will see Albertus Barber. And that one is in there for a strike. We'll see Albertus Barber in the top half of the sixth for the Blue Claws. Runner leads off first to DeFreitas. And the 1-1 is low. Now the count, 2 balls and 1 strike on Fraylin Mignetti. 4-0 Brooklyn. We're in the bottom of the fifth here at Shoretown Ballpark. 1:05 tomorrow, matinee Sunday to wrap it up, and it'll be a beautiful day. Dominic Pipkin starts for the Blue Claws at 1:05, and that is outside. Slider misses. So 3-1 now on Mignetti. Brooklyn, 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th. The last one, a bit of a gift from the Blue Claws defensively. And that one is over, but low, ball 4. So Mignetti draws the walk. That's the 2nd allowed by Hamill tonight. He's also hit a batter. And it will bring up the shortstop for Jersey Shore, Hao Yu Lee. Lee has flown to left and flown to center. So he's 0-2. Hit a mammoth home run into the Chick-fil-A fan zone yesterday. His first as a Blue Claw, 10th as a pro. He had 7 with Clearwater before getting promoted to the Blue Claws on Thursday. Breaking ball, that's over but low. And the count, 1-0. He's sitting 283 in 68 games. 7 homers and 10 steals with the Threshers. 1-0. First and second, 2 out. Blue Claws trying to get back of the game. And that's outside. Hamill having some trouble finding the zone in this inning. Misses that. Away with that one, 2-0. Leandro Pineda is on deck. We told you Hamill's had some walk problems. He's walked 20 in 37 innings with Brooklyn. That was coming into the day. He's walked 2 more in this one. So 2-0 on Hao Yu Lee. And he takes low. That one off the mitt of Mena. And the runners move up. No throw. I think that'll be a pass ball. It will. On Jose Mena. So the runners advance to 2nd and 3rd. And the count 3-0 on Hao Yu Lee. If he gets on, then obviously Pineda bats as the tying run. And the 3-0 taking all the way. It's upstairs, ball 4. So a single and 2 walks. And suddenly the Blue Claws out of nowhere have the tying run at the plate. Bases are loaded with 2 down. And here's Leandro Pineda. That walk brought to you by PC Richard & Son. For appliances, TVs, electronics, and mattresses, get to PC Richard & Son. Friendly and knowledgeable sales team, next day delivery, and the guaranteed lowest prices. PC Richard & Son is the company you can trust since 1909. A.J. Sager, the pitching coach, out to the mound to talk here to his starter, Dominic Hamill. There is a little stirring in the bullpen down the left field line. Hamels up to 70 pitches, but only 43 strikes. He has walked three and hit one thus far. So here's Pineda, who has three home runs this year, all with Clearwater, with the Blue Claws 2-for-11 in 2.5 games. So the runner at third base, DeFreitas, he singled. Mignetti is at second base. He walked. And Haoyu Lee is at first base. He just walked as well. And it's a left-hander throwing for the Cyclones down the line in their left field bullpen. Baron Radcliffe on deck. Out of the stretch, first pitch from Hamill. High and away, the count 1-0. So Jersey Shore trailing it 4-0. And an opportunity here to get back into this game. Just takes one base hit. And the 1-0 taken. That's low 2-0. And Mena kind of hesitated before throwing that ball back to Hamill. He thought it was a strike, but called the ball by Denver Dangerfield, the plate umpire. On deck is the Blue Claws' hottest hitter in Baron Radcliffe. 2-0 pitch taken. Just low, ball three. And the count 3-0. Hamill walked Haoyu Lee on four pitches. Now he's 3-0 on Pineda, and that's after he walked the previous batter, Mignetti, so he's just completely lost the zone right now. And Baron Radcliffe awaiting in the on-deck circle. This is a must-take, obviously, for Pineda. And honestly, maybe he can take two. 3-0 pitch, and he takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count 3-1. Pat Listash is the acting manager right now for Jersey Shore. Keith Roman got thrown out of the game in the second inning. He's coaching at third. Bases are loaded with two down. 3-1. Inside ball four. He walked him. So three straight walks issued by Dominic Hamill. And the Blue Claws on a single and three freebies have the bases loaded. They get a run. It's 4-1, Brooklyn. And here's Baron Radcliffe. And I think Hamill's probably on his last batter. Although they do have a lefty warming, so I don't know. I guess, well, they're not, obviously not going to go lefty-lefty here, but they're going to give Hamill one more chance to get out of this and earn the win, top of the fifth, or bottom of the fifth. 4-1, Cyclones. Bases loaded. Here's Radcliffe. Two homers yesterday. Ground ball off third. Diving after it. Newton, it's by him in the left field. The base hit. Mignetti scores. Lee coming around third. He'll score. They throw to third. Pineda slides in. He's safe. It's a two-run single for Baron Radcliffe. And the Blue Claws right back in it. They trail it 4-3. Radcliffe found the hole between Newton and Lugo. The shortstop and third baseman gets a two-run single, and suddenly it's a one-run ball game. The Blue Claws have the go-ahead run on at first. And that'll do it for Dominic Hamill. He was one out away from five scoreless innings, and then the last five Blue Claws here have reached base. A single, three walks, and then the two-run single to left field by Baron Radcliffe. So pitching change here in Shoretown. Kendall Simmons will be the batter, first and third for the Blue Claws. They trail it 4-3 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Daniel Juarez, the new pitcher for Brooklyn, Dominic Hamill. Two out, nobody on. And a single, a walk, a walk, a walk, and a two-run single. And suddenly, it's a 4-3 game. Kendall Simmons, the batter, first and third for Jersey Shore. Daniel Juarez is a 5'11", 155-pound Venezuelan left-hander, 21 years old. And this will be his second appearance with Brooklyn through a scoreless inning last week against Hudson Valley. 3-1, 1.85 ERA in 39 innings with 56 strikeouts with low A St. Lucie earlier this year. First and third for Kendall Simmons. First pitch is a changeup high, and the count 1-0. He's pitching for the first time in a week since last Saturday is Daniel Juarez. Rickson Wingrove is on deck. Simmons back in the lineup today. He's 0-2. And the pitch is a breaking ball low, blocked by Maida. And the count 2-0. Blue Claws have 3 runs on 2 hits and 3 walks in this inning. Again, they trailed 4-0. They now trail 4-3, and they'll turn it over to Albertus Barber in the 6th. Runner at 3rd is Pineda. Runner at 1st is Radcliffe. Here's the pitch, way outside. And the count, 3-0 on Kendall Simmons. And none of these Brooklyn pitchers can find the plate. Three of the last four, and about to be 4 of the last 5, Blue Claws have walked. 3-0 on Simmons, and he takes that one right down the middle for a strike. And the count 3-1. So the Blue Claws back in it, still trailing, but only by a run, 4-3. Radcliffe, who had the 2 homers yesterday, the base hit today, is now 20 for his last 56. And the 3-1, low and inside, ball 4. Fourth walk of the inning. First allowed by Juarez, and it reloads the bases for Rickson Wingrove. Hamill went 4 2/3. He's allowed 3 runs so far, 2 hits, 4 walks, 6 strikeouts. But he's responsible for 2 of the 3 runners on base. So here's Rickson, the big first baseman, the 9th hitter to bat of the inning. Juarez's first pitch is chop foul, first base side. And the count, 0-1. Rickson due for a home run. He's got 9, but he hasn't won here in Lakewood since back in May. Come close to him. It's about 3 to the warning track this week. 0-1 the count. Bases loaded. 4-3 Brooklyn, bottom 5. Lays off a changeup, or does he? They appeal in a check swing. He did not go, says JT Shaw, the base umpire. And the count 1-1. No place to put him. Jared Carr, who struck out to start this inning, is on deck. The last 6 Blue Claws have reached base. 2 hits, 4 walks. 1-1. Changeup just missed low. And the count 2-0. Cyclones have a 4-3 lead, but you can't run out the clock on a game. You can't run out the clock on an inning. The ball to the plate. And Wingrove, a hitter's count here. 2-1 with the bases loaded. Fastball swing at a miss. And honestly, chase ball 3, I think. That looked like it was low from here. Well, the count is 2-2 on Rickson. 22-year-old at Newcastle, Australia. Big lead at third for Pineda. Radcliffe at second. Simmons at first. 2 down, the 2-2. Hit in the air, well out in the center. Drifting back on it, Palmer, but he's got room in front of the track. Palmer's there to make the catch, and then retires the sign. Blue Claws do get back in the game, though. They score 3 runs on 2 hits and 4 walks. There were no errors, and they leave the bases loaded. We played 5, new ball game, 4-3. Cyclones in front on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
we've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Albertus Barber takes over for the Blue Claws. We head to the top half of the sixth inning in Shoretown. And the Blue Claws are within a run. It's 4-3. Matt Russell, his day is over. He went five innings, allowed four runs, three earned on six hits. Here's Jose Mena. Barber's first pitch, a breaking ball way outside of the count. One ball and no strikes. Barber's allowed two runs in 15 and two-thirds innings since rejoining Jersey Shore on June 25th. Pitched here, of course, in 2019, but then he had Tommy John surgery, missed all of 2021. Grounded a short, and Hau Lee to his right gobbles it up, lobs it over to first in time to get Mena. One up, one down here in the sixth for William Lugo, the third baseman. Russell ends his night with those four runs, three earned. He walked two, and he struck out three. So Barber, the first out of the bullpen for Jersey Shore. Here tonight, William Lugo, the batter, and the first pitch to him is outside, and the count one ball and no strikes. Barber 1-0. He was 4-0 out without allowing an earned run when he pitched here in 2019. 21 strikeouts, 6 walks, and just 8 hits allowed for Barber in those 16 and a third this season. 1-0 to Lugo. Breaking ball, line down the left field line. Trouble if it stays fair, and it does. One hops off the wall in the left field corner. Picked up by Radcliffe, who'll play it into third, and cruising into second base with a double. It's William Lugo. It's now 1-for-2 with a sac fly and his 8th RBI. So that'll bring up Jalen Palmer for Brooklyn with a 3-run home run off J.P. Woodward last night. Barber last pitched back on Thursday through a scoreless inning with a pair of strikeouts. In August, he has 13 strikeouts and 2 walks in 7 2/3 innings. And quickly, the catcher Quirion out to the mound to have a brief word with Barber. The runner at second, they just want to make sure they're on the same page with the signs. So here's Jalen Palmer, who just turned 22 years old on July 31st, a little over 4 weeks ago, I guess, from Brooklyn, New York, where, of course, he plays now. And a breaking ball outside. He went to high school in Queens at Holy Cross, which is in Flushing, only a few miles from City Field. So I'm sure it's been a fun year for him. He was at Brooklyn a little bit last year, too. 1-0, chased it. Fastball, swing and a miss. And the count is one ball and one strike. Runner at second base with one out. Barber peeks back at the runner. And now he deals home. It's a slider down and outside. And the count is 2-1. Here on Jalen Palmer. Well, Blue Claws got three in the bottom of the fifth, but now the question is, can Barber keep it a one-run game? And you hate to give up a run here. It'd be a little bit deflating for sure. Grounder in the hole at short. Lead, backhands, deep short. Plants, long throw on target, low, picked by Wingrove in time for the out. Palmer runs really well. It was a tricky pick by Rixon and a good play by Howu Lee. Now he bounced the throw. Rixon bailed them out, but Palmer does run well, so they get the out, two down. And I'm going to bring up the shortstop, Sherman Newton, who's had a good series. The Netherlands product, he has struck out, looking and grounded the short. Switch hitter batting from the left side is Sherman Newton, 23-year-old. Three homers in the series, 5-for-17. But hitting just 187 on the year. Barber starts with a beautiful curveball, but just missed a little bit low. And it's one ball, no strikes. Bottom of the sixth after Wingrove flew out with the bases loaded to end the fifth. He was the ninth hitter of that inning. So back to the same spot where they started the three-run fifth. Carr, Quirion, and DeFreitas, 6, 7, and 8. Pulled on the ground up first, foul. Skips off the tarp. And Karam's down at third base line. And the count on Sherman Newton is a ball and a strike. Albertus from Tulsa went to Oklahoma Baptist, finished his college career there. Signed with the Phillies, non-drafted free agent 3 years back. Beautiful curveball again, strike on the inside corner. And the count on Sherman Newton is nothing in two. 4 runs, 7 hits for the Cyclones. 3 runs, 2 hits, 1 error for the Blue Claws, and one of those 4 Brooklyn runs unearned. Barber out of the stretch, and the pitch is low. Split change he throws, and that evens it up 2-2. So deuces across, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And a runner at second base for the Cyclones, 4-3 lead. And the pitch by Barber, fastball popped him up in the left center. This should end the inning. Radcliffe into the gap, Barron waits, sees there. And the left fielder makes the grab to retire the side. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left. We played 5.5 here in Shorttown. Brooklyn 4, Jersey Shore 3 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state. A heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation. A partnership with Rutgers Health. The latest technology and medical advancements and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Jared Carr leading off for Jersey Shore. We head to the bottom half of the sixth. Blue Claws down 4-3. Daniel Juarez making his second appearance with the Cyclones. He got the last out of the fifth, not before he walked Kendall Simmons to load the bases for Rixon Wingrove, but he got him to fly to center. Carr shows bunt, takes high, ball one. And the count 1-0. 4-7-0 for Brooklyn, 3-2-1 for the Blue Claws. Jersey Shore has action in their bullpen out in left, in right. Fastball strike to Carr in the outside corner. And the count is 1-1. Carr, Quirion, DeFreitas for the Blue Claws, and Juarez into the wide, and a changeup is there on the outside corner, called strike, and the count is 1-2 on Jared Carr. Carr grew up, he went to a bunch of Blue Claws games, not here, but in Hagerstown. Grew up in West Virginia, not that far from Hagerstown. Blue Claws were there, of course, all the time. Breaking ball bounced and fell, hit him in the foot in the box, and the count is 1-2 strikes. So Jersey Shore will go to the pen. It'll be one inning for Albertus Barber. And I believe that is Sam Jacobsack throwing. Just got here. Grounded to first by Carr. Nice backhand by Schwartz. Be close at first. Carr wins the race. He beats the pitcher Juarez to the bag. And it's an infield single for Jared Carr. So Juarez was late to cover first base. A sloppy play. And the runner aboard at first base here for Anthony Quirion. Quirion, a right-handed hitter. He has walked and flown to center. So Jersey Shore brings the go-ahead run to the plate here in the bottom of the sixth. Quirion, then DeFreitas, and then Mignetti for the Blue Claws against Juarez. Had a really good year with St. Lucie. Sub 2 ERA, throw to first on a 10 before coming over here to Brooklyn just last week. He was added to the roster last Saturday when he made his debut through a scoreless inning against Hudson Valley. So a 4-3 Cyclones. And the pitch is inside for a ball. And the count is 2-0 here on Anthony Quirion. Or check that, 1-0 on Quirion. Blue Claws down 4-3, tying run at first. Here in the bottom half of the sixth. Here's a high drive out in the center. Palmer going back after it toward the track. He's there, right at the edge of the warning track near the 400-foot side. Makes the catch and fires it back in. Now the ball squirts away from the shortstop, Sherman Newton, but no advance. Back to first goes Carr. So Quirion gave it a ride, hit about 390 feet, but he's retired, and that'll bring up Arturo DeFreitas, the designated hitter, who has singled and scored and grounded into a 5-4 fielder's choice. And now Brooklyn about to get another pitcher up in the pen. So here's DeFreitas, who got the base hit. Throw to first a little low, dug out by Schwartz. It was DeFreitas' base hit that, by the way, was the first hit of the night for the Blue Claws. They now have three. Ratcliffe's two-run single, the biggest of those three. Cut it to 4-3. There goes the runner. Fastball outside. Throw to second on target. The tag. A lunging tag by Perosa in time. And they get Carr. He went in head first and tried to hook around to the center field side of the second base bag. But a good tag by Perosa, and Jared Carr is caught stealing. 2-4 on the caught stealing, two away. Blue Claws still with just 8 stolen bases in August. Carr is caught for the 8th time this season. He's 14 for 22. So 1-0 here on DeFreitas, and he tips one foul at home plate. At some point, the Blue Claws are going to try to run more. Obviously, you know, it's somewhat situational. You have to be able to get on base with the right guy. And Carr can run. But that time it took a good throw to get him. And a good throw got him. So 1-1 the count here on DeFreitas. And Juarez's pitch, swing and a miss, a changeup. And the count is 1-2. Brooklyn clinging to a 4-3 lead. Half game out of a playoff spot in the SAL Northern Division, trailing Hudson Valley. Hudson Valley winning 15-1 tonight. Swing and a miss, high fastball. DeFreitas down, strike three. Side retired. First strikeout for Juarez. No runs, one hit, no errors. And because of the caught stealing, nobody left. To the seventh inning we go. Blue Claws down 4-3 here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Another good outing for Albertus Barber. His day's over. One inning, no runs, one hit. No walks or strikeouts. Brett Schulz takes over. Go to the seventh. 4-3 Brooklyn. Schulz, 10 games, 6 hits, 3 runs, 5 walks, 13 strikeouts. With Jersey Shore, right-hander out of the University of Minnesota. Had, I think, his best game with the Blue Claws on Wednesday. Here's Matt Rudick. And the first pitch is high, 1-0, when he threw a scoreless inning, struck out all three batters. Schulz, in his last 3 games, by the way, has not allowed a hit, 1 walk, and he struck out 7. So he's rounding into form after returning from Tommy John surgery, joining the Blue Claws at the end of July. 1-0 to Rudick is a changeup outside, and the count 2-0 on Brett Schulz. Rudick is 1-for-3, singled and scored in the 5th. Ramirez on deck, and then JT Schwartz, top of the order. 2-0, there's a liner into left center field. That's dropping for a base hit. Carr and Radcliffe. It's Carr, the center fielder, who cuts it off. Rudick's trying for 2. Carr's throw a little high, not in time. And diving in head first is Rudick with a double. So a 2-base hit for Rudick, and good base running. He never stopped. As soon as he hit it, he was thinking double. And Carr made the backhand pickup in left center. But a high throw, and even with a good throw, I don't think they were going to get him anyway. Here's Alex Ramirez, right-handed batter, and the right fielder he doubled his last time up, 1-for-3. So Ramirez trying to extend this one-run lead. Schulz out of the stretch, and the pitch is a breaking ball high and inside. And the count 1-0. Hudson Valley did win that game 15-1 over Hickory. So Brooklyn needs a win to keep pace and stay a half game back after tonight. There's the 1-0 pitch to Ramirez. Fastball popped him up, foul out of play. After tonight, just 13 games left in the season. Hope that ball doesn't damage the roof. Time to call the experts at Elegant Exteriors to find out. Call 256-NEW-ROOF for your free roof evaluation. That's 256 New Roof, Elegant Exteriors. We rip off your roof, not you. Schulz set of the belt for the 1-1. And he deals a fastball hit in the air towards left center field, cutting over Jared Carr on the run, dives after it, and did he catch it? Yes, he did. What a play. Tagging it second, it's Rudick, and he goes to third. But what a play by Jared Carr out in left center field. I'll tell you what, a couple of weeks ago, he was number 1 on the SportsCenter Top 10 for a great play, very similar to that. Ramirez heads back to the dugout. Pat Listash, the acting manager, wants a check. I think they're going to appeal to see if the runner at second, Rudick, left too soon. And Schulz is ready for that. He's going to step off the mound and appeal to second base. I can't say I got a good look at it. Looking at Carr making another wonderful grab. And are they going to appeal it? I think so. Now Schulz steps off, throws to second. Safe. You almost never win those. It has to be blatant. But it was a pretty darn good play by Carr, whether he left early or not. Now, getting that run at third, though, is a big one because now Jersey Shore's got to bring the infield in. So Rudick goes to third, and here's J.T. Schwartz, 1-for-3 tonight. Big, tall lefty first baseman. Fastball, got a good rip at it, fouls it away. But put a star on the scorebook next to that great play out in center field by Jared Carr. Again, he was the top play on SportsCenter a few weeks ago, and the play that he made right there, that might have been better. Sparkling diving grab over towards left center field. Infield is in, curveball high and outside. And the count, 1-1. Well, the Blue Claws have the infield, then really no choice. Down 4-3 here in the seventh. Can't concede a run. Schultz out of the stretch. Shortstop Lee up near the bag on the third base side. And here's a high drive deep into left center. That'll get the run in. Carr back into the gap. He's there and makes the catch. Tagging at third is Rudick. He'll come in to score. The throw comes in to second. It's way too deep for Carr to have a play on that one at the plate. So fly out the center. Sacrifice fly for Schwartz's 41st RBI of the season. And Brooklyn has a 5-3 lead. Well, Carr's diving catch preventing an even bigger inning. But Brooklyn does get a big run here. And they now have a 5-3 lead. Here's Jose Perosa. And for Brett Schultz, this is the first earned run he's allowed in August. This is eighth inning here this month. Last gave up a run back on July 31st at Wilmington. Here's Perosa, right-handed batter, and the pitch is a slider. Could not check his swing. They don't even appeal on it, which is a bit surprising, but nothing in one. The count on Perosa, who singled in the second inning. He's reached base now in 26 consecutive games. Right-handed batter, open stance, 0-1 from Russell. Schultz, excuse me. Swing and a miss, and the count is nothing in two. Perosa had a hit last night, a home run. That snapped the stretch of 5 straight two-hit games. And he gets the single here. Well, he's been playing great. 9-for-21 in this series. And the 0-2 is grounded back past the mound. To his right goes Simmons to grab it near the bag. Throws to first in time, and then retires the sign. One run, one hit, one spectacular play by Jared Carr. No errors and nobody left. We head to the bottom of the seventh. Stretch time in short town, and the Blue Claws trail it 5-3 here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Seventh inning stretch in short town brought to you by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, the official physical therapy provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. What a play, though, by Jared Carr, saving a potentially bigger inning. But Brooklyn does get a run. They now lead it here by a score of 5-3 as we go to the bottom half of the seventh. Seventh inning stretch is brought to you by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com for more on Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, the official physical therapy provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Call the bullpen for Brooklyn, and right-hander Sammy Tavares takes over, 23 years old, out of Santo Domingo, and he will be the third pitcher of the day for the Cyclones. Daniel Juarez, who will get the win if this score holds, he went an inning and a third, no runs on one hit. He walked one, and he struck out one. Jersey Shore will have Fraylin Mignetti, Hao Yu Lee, and Leandro Pineda. So here's Fraylin Mignetti, right-handed batter. It'll be 9-1-2 for Jersey Shore. Grounded out to short and walked and scored. That was back in the three-run Blue Claws fifth inning. All three of their runs came in that inning. And Tavares misses low for ball one. And the count, 1-0. Tavares has been with Brooklyn all year. 28 games, 2-1, a 2.88 ERA. 5 saves, 34 innings, only 18 hits, 27 walks, and 50 strikeouts. Fastball in there, strike to Mignetti, and it's 1-1. Pitched last year at St. Lucie, 0-2 with a 5.81 earned run average. Big, big young man, 6'7", 260 pounds. Gave up 2 runs on 2 hits last Saturday in Hudson Valley. This is his first appearance since then. Brett Scholes' day is over, and the Blue Claws have action in their bullpen out in left field. I believe that is Christian Hernandez. Mignetti is grounded out and walked, and time is called. So bottom of the seventh inning, and it's 5-3 Cyclones. One in the second, one in the third, two in the fifth for Brooklyn, and then one in the seventh after Jersey Shore cut it to 4-3. Mignetti takes strike three of the outside corner at the knees, and one away. Second strikeout for Mignetti, and that'll bring up the shortstop for the Blue Claws, Hao Yu Lee. Here is Hao Yu Lee, who was over 2 of the walk. He began the year with Clearwater, signed with the Phillies only last June, played a couple of games in the Gulf Coast League last August. Fastball outside, 1-0 on Hao Yu Lee. And then really had a good year, hit over 280, 7 homers. He missed some time too. He broke his wrist when he got hit by a pitch earlier this year with Clearwater. So it's a home run and a rehab game as well with the Gulf Coast Phillies. There's a strike, and the count is 1-1. There were some reporters here yesterday from the New York office, from a Taiwanese media outlet, that came down to interview him. Just his second day here. And he hit a home run. Breaking ball in the dirt. Skips back to the screen. And it's 2-1. Leandro Pineda will be next against Tavares, who rocks and deals the 2-1. Foul back over our heads, up out of play. And the count 2-2 on Hao Yu Lee. And the reporters that were here yesterday were saying that they have been talking to him and interviewing him. They're from Taiwan, obviously. You know, they've known him since he was 12. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball inside, just missed. And the count 3-2. And he's been a big-time player and very well known in Taiwan. And I'll tell you what, if he keeps playing like he has this year, he'll be well-known in the U.S. too. 3-2 pitch, breaking ball, chopped softly up third, tough play. Lugo charges, gloves, throws on the run, low to first, picked by Schwartz in time for the out. Lee runs well and just retired there on the 5-3 ground out, two away. And that'll bring up the right fielder for Jersey Shore, Leandro Pineda. Pineda had an RBI in the fifth. He walked with the bases loaded. Swings and misses there. And the count is nothing and one out in front of a changeup. Phillies game in the books. They win 6-0 over Pittsburgh today. And a big cut and a miss by Pineda. And the count is nothing and two. 5-3 Brooklyn, bottom of the seventh. Blue Claws trying to snap a five-game losing streak. Their last win was last Saturday when they topped Wilmington here at Shoretown Ballpark. And the 0-2 pitch is popped up off third. Moving over the catcher, Mena. Lugo over from third as well. His ball out near the bag, makes the grab, ends the inning. So a 1-2-3 inning in relief for Sammy Tavares. And Brooklyn leads it 5-3 as we go to the eighth. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Christian Hernandez, the new pitcher for Jersey Shore, as we head into the top half of the eighth inning. And Brett Schulz goes one inning, allows one run on one hit, no walks or strikeouts. And for Schulz, it was the first time he gave up a run in August. He'd been pitching very well, but Matt Rudick, that leadoff double, and he came around to score on J.T. Schwartz's sac fly. So it's a two-run game as we start the eighth inning. It'll be 5-6-7. Stanley Consuegra, Jose Mena, and William Lugo to face Christian Hernandez. And the first pitch on the way, a fastball. That's at the knees for a called strike. Hernandez, 6'3", 225 pounds out of Cumana, Venezuela. They've been with the Phillies since 2017. Fourth pitcher of the night, and the 0-1, a breaking ball way outside for a ball. On the year, 4-3, 4.70 ERA, 25 games, 9 starts, 67 innings, 69 hits. He struck out 57. He has walked only 17. Works into the windup. Here's the 1-1, and that's upstairs for a ball to Stanley Consuegra. Two balls and a strike. He pitched very well in his last game back on Wednesday. Two innings, one hit, no runs, struck out 3. He's thrown three straight scoreless outings as well. 2-1, that's high for a ball. 3-1 on Consuegra. Jose Mena and William Lugo will follow him here at the top of the eighth inning. Blue Claws down by 2 in the bottom of the eighth. They'll have Baron Radcliffe, Kendall Simmons, and Rickson Wingrove, 3-4-5. Radcliffe has been their hottest hitter of late. Fastball hit in the air towards right center. That'll hang up. Playable for Pineda. The right fielder moves into the gap, makes the catch. And one up, one down here in the eighth. Just joining us, Jersey Shore fell behind 4-0, but got 3 in the bottom of the fifth. Pineda, a bases loaded walk. Radcliffe, an opposite field 2-run single. 2 home runs last night, drove in 4, and a 2-run single here for the Blue Claws tonight. So after Brooklyn got a run at the top of the seventh. It's 5-3. Here's Maida, who lays off a slider down and outside of the count. One ball and no strikes. He's been on twice, a walk, a single, and a ground out. We'll look at the Phillies affiliates here in this inning. I know the parent club just picked up a win, 6-0, behind Kyle Gibson over Pittsburgh in Philly. Slider high, 2-0. Lehigh Valley is taking a 4-2 lead into the ninth of their game at Coca-Cola Park against Gwinnett. And the 2-0 is chopped past the mound. The second baseman, Simmons, to his right, fields it near the bag. Running throw to Wingrove at first and plenty of time with the catcher running. And there are two men away. Andrew Painter started tonight for Reading. He threw six scoreless innings, but then gave up a two-run home run in the seventh. And Binghamton scored six runs in the eighth after Painter had come out of the game. And Binghamton wins it tonight 8-3. Painter struck out six, walked one. I think he was at 26 straight, and then including the sixth tonight, 32 straight scoreless innings before that two-run homer in the seventh. Fastball strike, nothing and one. Taylor Lehman was charged with all six of those runs in the eighth and took the loss. Two hits, though, for Johan Rojas and Aldrim Corridor. Rojas also stole his 21st base. That one high and outside, and the count is 1-1. That's 21 with Redding. He's been there since the middle of June. He stole in the low 30s, 33 with Jersey Shore. Clearwater, they trail Tampa 6-5, end of the eighth inning in Clearwater. 1-1 on Lugo, and the pitch by Hernandez. Swing and a miss, a fastball. And the count 1-2. No action in the Brooklyn bullpen, so it'll be Sammy Tavares again for the Cyclones. And as we said, Radcliffe, Simmons, and Wingrove 3-4-5 in the bottom of the eighth. Hernandez looks for the 1-2-3 top of the eighth. Fastball up and outside again. And it's 2-2 on William Lugo. 1-0-5 tomorrow. Dominic Pipkin for the Blue Claws, and then piggyback duo Jeffrey Colon and Keyshawn Askew for the Cyclones. Swing and a miss. High fastball got him. Strike three. So 1-2-3, eighth. Punctuated with a strikeout from Christian Hernandez. Bottom eight coming up. 4-2 Brooklyn on BlueClaws.com. Oh, check that. 5-3 Brooklyn on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Since 1986, Rich Green Lawns has been the leading lawn fertilization company of the Jersey.
Matt Radcliffe leading it off for Jersey Shore. We head into the bottom of the eighth inning. And Radcliffe, a two-run single in the fifth. Struck out his first two times, 1-3 today. 21-63, 333 for Barron since the beginning of August. And he takes a Sammy Tavares fastball strike on the outside corner. And the count, nothing and one. Unfortunately for Barron, last night's game ended with him in the on-deck circle. And if they got one guy on before me, would have had a chance to tie it. Bouncer foul behind the plate. And the count, nothing and two. had two homers earlier in the ballgame, number 12 and 13 on the year for him. No Blue Claw has hit three homers in a game since Jake Blaylock did it once in 04. Only time it's ever happened in franchise history, 17, 18 years ago. Breaking ball misses away, one ball and two strikes. On the lefty from Atlanta, Kendall Simmons on deck, and the 1-2 outside and low. For a ball, the count is 2-2. Blue Claws actually go back-to-back with Georgia products. Kendall Simmons on deck. And the 2-2 is low, 3-2, a breaking ball from Sammy Tavares. In fact, they could have been teammates at Georgia Tech, Simmons and Radcliffe, but Simmons signed with the Phillies out of the sixth round of the 2018 draft. Here's the 3-2, and that is outside ball four. So Baron Radcliffe, good at bat, works the walk, and that'll bring up the aforementioned Kendall Simmons, who will step to the plate as the tying run. 53rd walk of the year for Radcliffe in 348 plate appearances. Drew 70 walks and 335 plate appearances last year. So he's not going to chase too often. Here is Kendall Simmons, right-handed batter, tries to push a bunt, pops it up foul. The catcher made it, runs over to his right, but can't get it. And it's a foul ball bouncing over near the on-deck circle. And the count is nothing and one on Simmons. 5-3 Brooklyn, bottom eight. Kendall began the year with Clearwater, playing for Marty Malloy, but joined the Blue Claws a couple of weeks ago. Played a little over a week, got hurt, and was reactivated today. Throw to first, diving back in is Radcliffe. Simmons has some real pop, 32 career minor league home runs. Two with the Blue Claws, both in Greensboro. 0-1, fastball low. He bats here as the tying run. Kind of burst through in Williamsport in 2019, where he had 12 homers in 51 games at a ballpark that is notoriously difficult to hit in. Bowman Field, 1-1, that's high. Changeup, and the count is 2-1. He would have been with the low-A Blue Claws in 2020. But obviously there was no season that year. So he spent last year with Clearwater, but only played 41 games. And I get through the first full season this year, finishing with Jersey Shore. 2-1, way outside, ball three. And the count 3-1. So Sammy Tavares is a pitch away from walking the first two batters and bringing up Wingrove as the go-ahead run here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Cyclones pitchers have issued six walks already in this game. And two of those came around a score in the fifth. 3-1, fastball. Fouls it off, bouncing at third base side. Toward the Cyclones, dugout of the count is 3-2. Simmons walks it off. Radcliffe held on at first by J.T. Schwartz. Don't think he'll be going on this 3-2. And Wingrove awaiting next. So the 6-7 right-hander Tavares, center of the belt for the payoff pitch. Runner not going. Fastball bounces and foul behind the plate into the screen. And the count remains full at 3-2. Jonathan Hughes warming up in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. Hughes has had a very good year. And he'll pitch the ninth. Now we'll see if... check on that in 1 second. First a 3-2, and it's low in the dirt, ball four. So that will put the tying run on first and bring up Wingrove as the go-ahead run. Action continues in the bullpen for the Cyclones, and I think A.J. Sager, the pitching coach, is going to make his way out, and indeed he will. So here's Rickson, who was over 3 tonight but flew out to fairly deep center. Bases loaded in the fifth. So we'll see if Houston, if it's still 5-3, maybe Hernandez stays on for the ninth. We'll find out, but hopefully Blue Claws tied or take the lead here, and then they'll bring Hughes on for the ninth inning. Pat Listash, the acting manager right now. Keith Werman was thrown out of the game back in the second inning. He has a couple of words with Wingrove. And the pitcher warming up in the bullpen for Brooklyn is Dyson Acosta, who was quite the roller coaster when he pitched in the extra inning game back on Wednesday. So here's Wingrove, 9 homers on the year. And remember, he's only been with the Blue Claws since May 24th. And he'll step in as the go-ahead run. Jared Carr's on deck. And then Anthony Quirion against Sammy Tavares. Third baseman Lugo, even with the bag. First baseman Schwartz not holding the runner on. But shortstop Newton is just off the bag at second, maybe 3 feet to the left of the second base bag. And then the second baseman Perosa over in the hole there. Now, Wingrove would be a guy you would overshift, but can't do that this year in the minors with a shift band. Radcliffe at second, and Simmons at first. Nobody out, bottom of the eighth. First pitch, foul back, big ribbon, a fastball. And fouls it straight back into the screen. No balls and one strike. Wingrove is grounded out, struck out, and flown to center. Flew out to center with the bases loaded in the fifth. The time it was 4-3, Brooklyn. It's now 5-3. But the Blue Claws have the go-ahead run at the plate and the tying run on first. 0-1 from Tavares. Is a breaking ball, swing at a miss. Out in front of it. That pitch came in across the inside part to the lefty, Rickson Wingrove. The count is nothing and two. Radcliffe, not a huge lead. Simmons a big lead, though. They're not holding him on. And the pitch is a fastball hit. Well, high in the air, deep in the center. Palmer going back toward the track on the run. Makes the catch right in front of the center field wall. Radcliffe tags at second. He'll go to third. And Simmons back to first base. So another long out from Wingrove. A productive out as he moves Radcliffe up 90 feet. And the Blue Claws have runners at first and third with one away. He's hit about 5 balls in this homestand. This is the 11th game now, but balls that off the bat you think might go, or balls that would be out in other ballparks, and he just off a hair. He gave that one a ride, and Palmer, who runs very well, tracks that one down. So another long out. First and third, one away. Here's Carr, and Brooklyn will try to get a ground ball and get out of the inning. Pitch by Tavares is inside. Throws from that three-quarter arm slot at 6'7", and it misses for ball one to Carr, and the count 1-1. And no strikes. Simmons at first, Radcliffe at third. 5-3 Brooklyn, bottom of the eighth. And Tavares' pitch, a fastball, that's low. And the count 2-0. Blue Claws have drawn 2 walks in this inning. The first 2 batters. And then Radcliffe went to third on Wingrove's long fly ball. First appearance of this series for Sammy Tavares, who threw 2 2/3 innings last Saturday. Gave up 2 runs. The first 2 runs he's allowed in August. The Blue Claws threatening here. 2-0 the count. Fastball down and inside. Ball 3. And it is 3-0 here on Jared Carr. I don't know that the crowd knows it. They're a little on the quiet side. But the Blue Claws have put a lot of pressure here on Tavares. Carr, I'd be stunned if he swings. 3-0 here with 2 walks already in the inning. But the 3-0 taking all the way. And a low strike call. And the count is 3-1. So 3 balls, 1 strike. Now he's ready to go. Hitters count here. Simmons, the tying run, does have very good speed as he leads off first base, held on by JT Schwartz. Not going, the pitch is outside, ball 4. So another walk, 3 in the inning from Sammy Tavares. And the Blue Claws have the bases loaded with 1 out for Anthony Quirion, who will not face Tavares. He'll face Dyson Acosta, as Louis Rivera, the manager for Brooklyn, comes out and signals to the bullpen. Dominic Hamill walked 4, the starter. Daniel Juarez walked 1. Sammy Tavares has walked 3 here in the 8th inning. And the Blue Claws will have the bases loaded for Anthony Quirion, down 5-3 after this on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Dyson Acosta, the new pitcher for Brooklyn. Bases loaded, bottom of the eighth. And the Blue Claws trailing at 5-3. Radcliffe at third, Simmons at second, Jared Carr at first with one down, and Anthony Quirion on the batter. Dyson Acosta began the year as a starter, and he's been an effective reliever, although he had a bit of a rough outing the other day, although he did manage to hold on. Blue Claws left the bases loaded in the ninth and tenth against him on Wednesday. So 5-3 Cyclones. Here's Anthony Quirion, who's 0-2 here tonight. Plus a walk. No place to put him, and Acosta works out of the stretch. First pitch is a fastball low, and the count 1-1 and no strikes. Sammy Tavares, an inning and a third, no hits, but he walked three. Walked the bases loaded here in this inning. Acosta has a 5.4 ERA, but his ERA was over 9 as a starter, and it's under 2 as a reliever. And the 1-1 no strike pitch to Quirion. Fastball lasered foul. Down 30 was all over it, and actually a touch out in front of it. It's an end of the netting down to third base line of the count. 1-1 and one strike. 58 strikeouts, 43 walks in 63 innings for Dyson Acosta. Bases loaded, one down, 5-3 Brooklyn, bottom eight. And the pitch is a changeup high, and the count is 2-1. On Quirion. This becomes his pitch here because Acosta does not want to go to a 3-ball count with the bases loaded. Arturo De Freitas is on deck. And a 2-1 fastball swing and a miss. Well, he got a fastball to hit on the inner half. Big rip at it, but he swings through it. He does have some pop. Still looking for his first Blue Claws homer, but he hit 6 earlier this year with Clearwater before coming up here at the beginning of June. So he had 6 in really the first 2 months of the season for the Threshers. 2-2 count, bases loaded, 5-3 Cyclones, bottom eight. One man down, Acosta from the stretch, the pitch, swing and a miss, pulled the string, and Quirion out in front, strike three. So he strikes out, that's out number two, and Acosta gets a quick strikeout, and that will bring up Arturo De Freitas with the bases loaded and two men away. Blue Claws have Jonathan Hughes ready in the pen. Not sure if he's going to pitch if they do not tie the game. If they do tie or take the lead, he'll certainly come in. Whether that happens will ultimately be up to Arturo De Freitas, right-handed hitting DH tonight. Bases loaded and two down. And Acosta's pitch is high and outside, a fastball on the count, 1-1, no strikes. De Freitas, a 21-year-old from Maracay, Venezuela. Tonight, he has grounded out, singled, and struck out. He scored the first of the three Jersey Shore runs there in the bottom half of the fifth. Acosta is ready. The 1-0. Chased one. Swing and a miss. Might well have been ball two, down and away. And it's one ball, one strike. Acosta's 24 years old. In fact, he turned 24 on Wednesday, when he got the win. A game in which he walked a bunch in two innings. Here's the 1-1, and he pulls it on the ground, foul outside of third. Officially, he walked five, but one was intentional from the beginning, walked a pinch hitter, Baron Radcliffe. The other one was an intentional walk officially, but he fell behind Ethan Wilson, 3-0. First base was open, but he didn't want to give him anything to hit, and then they put him on when it got to 3-0. But either way, it was an adventure. 1-2 here on DeFreitas. Bases loaded, two down, bottom of the eighth. And Acosta set of the belt for the 1-2. 5-3 Cyclones, the pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss, he got him. Strike three, and that retires the side. So Dyson Acosta comes out of the bullpen, strikes out Kurian and DeFreitas with the bases loaded to end the inning. No runs, no hits, three walks, and three left on. We go to the ninth here in Shorttown, 5-3 Brooklyn on BlueCloths.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long with new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
How to show up with COVID.
It is Christian Hernandez for the Blue Claws here in the ninth, trailing at 5-3. We weren't sure if they were going to bring in Jonathan Hughes or only if they had come back to tie it, and so we have the answer. Hernandez threw a 1-2-3 inning in the eighth. Fastball high in the count, one ball, no strikes. And this move makes sense because he probably wouldn't pitch tomorrow anyway. So give him two innings. You save Hughes for as much as you need him tomorrow, 1-0. And then Monday's a day off no matter what. So it's the obvious move for Brad Burgess, the pitching coach. Blue Claws manager Keith Werbin was ejected back in the second inning. 2-0 on Jalen Palmer. And the pitch is hit in the air to shallow center field. And that'll drop in, a base hit. Over towards right center, Jared Carr cuts it off. And Palmer aboard. Now you got to be careful with him because he runs, Palmer does really well. 22 stolen bases this year, including one earlier this week. Here's Sherbin Newton, the shortstop, who has struck out, grounded out, and flown out in the ballgame today. Does have three home runs in this series. One on Tuesday, one on Wednesday, and one on Thursday. Palmer, good lead held by Wingrove. Hernandez fires over, not in time, as Palmer dives back in. Remember, you get two pickoff attempts or step-offs per plate appearance. So that was the first one with Newton batting. Do one more with Newton batting, and then it resets when Rudick comes up. He's next. There goes the runner. He bluffs, and the pitch in there, a changeup for a strike. Not sure if he was just a fake steal or more likely he was going and then realized he maybe didn't get the best jump, so he slammed on the brakes. 5-3 Cyclones here in the ninth. Blue Claws left the bases loaded in the bottom of the eighth. They've left eight men on base today. And time called. and a pitch clock violation. So that'll be an automatic ball on Sherbet Newton. Blue Claws, now they've not had a ton of chances, but they've had some good chances. That was a good chance. Base just loaded, one out. Ground ball up the middle, long run. The second baseman Simmons dives after it. It's by him at his center base hit. Turning at second is Palmer. He goes to third. He dives in without a throw. It's a base hit for Sherbet Newton. And suddenly, Brooklyn in business. They have runners at first and second with nobody out for the left fielder, Matt Rudick. So Rudick the batter, and now Blue Claws are in some trouble here. And you give up a couple of more, it just makes that a brutally difficult ninth inning. As it is now, down two. You know, the old bloopin' and blast is still in play, but first and third, nobody out. Quirion gets crossed up, catches that curveball. It was called a strike, and looked like he got crossed up on that. He doesn't go out and talk to Hernandez, which usually he would. Maybe he didn't get crossed up, but he kind of yanked his glove over there to his right. Blue Claws have the infield basically in. Simmons, the second baseman, is a few steps in back of the outfield of the infield grass. And a swing and a miss. Good changeup. And the count on Rudick is nothing and two. Cyclones, 5-3 lead, 0-2 on Rudick. Here in the bottom, or the top half of the ninth inning, Christian Hernandez set at the belt. The pitch is a breaking ball high and away. And it's one ball and two strikes. Well, first and third. LaClaus will try to turn two, maybe, but it'd have to be the right ball. Mostly they want to keep Palmer from scoring. Infield basically all the way in. And Rudick fouls it back. Rudick out of San Diego State. LaClaus have gotten guys from there before. Quentin Berry, probably the most notable, who stole over 50 bases with Jersey Shore. And they were the Lakewood LaClaus back then in 2007. Anthony Gose broke his stolen base record. Ghost did not go to San Diego State. Fouled back by Rudick. 1-2. Ghost's teammate did. That was Troy Hanzau with a shortstop of the 2009 Blue Claws championship team. And that one is on the inside corner. Got him on a breaking ball. Strike three. So Rudick is out. Good pitch by Hernandez. One away. Second strikeout for Christian. And here's Alex Ramirez, the right fielder. Now he can back the infield up and try to turn two. Anthony Quirion flashing some defensive signals for the Blue Claws. Brooklyn clinging to a 5-3 lead, trying to extend it here in the ninth, first and third, one out. And Brooklyn also trying to keep pace with Hudson Valley. Fastball, line drive into shallow left center. Ratcliffe coming on, base hit. Scoring from third is Palmer, down to second base. And stopping there is Sherbet Newton. It's an RBI single for Alex Ramirez. And Brooklyn's lead is 6-3. Ramirez now has driven in 13 runs against the Blue Claws in 8 games. And with 2 more hits today, he's 15 for 36 against Jersey Shore this year. And he was actually robbed of a base hit by center fielder Jared Carr back in the 7th inning, so he could easily have 3 hits today. Here's JT Schwartz. Runners at first and second for the Cyclones with 1 out. And Hernandez out of the stretch. Change up, line drive into right field. There's a base hit over the head of a leaping Wingrove. Ramirez coming around third base. He's being waved in. Throw to the plate. Bobbled by Wingrove on the cutoff. That was a Newton who came in to score. Ramirez goes to second. It's an RBI single for JT Schwartz. And 6-2. Check that. It's 7-3. Cyclones here for the ninth inning. Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach, making his way out to the mound now to talk to Christian Hernandez. Back-to-back base hits. And now it's a 7-3 game. Look, the Blue Claws always had their best chance there in the bottom of the eighth. They had two. They had the bottom half of the fifth when they had the bases loaded for Wingrove with two out, down 5-3, flew out to deep center. And then in the eighth, that was their real best chance. Bases loaded, one out, but two strikeouts of Quirion and DeFreitas extinguished that flame. So the Cyclones now added the lead with two runs here in the top of the ninth. J.T. Schwartz's RBI single bringing home Sherbin Newton. And Brooklyn now has a four-run lead. Dyson Acosta, by the way, would get a save because when he came into the game, it was only a two-run game. Here's Jose Perosa. He has singled, struck out, grounded out twice. Brooklyn 7, Jersey Shore 3. And the pitch by Hernandez. Grounder in the hole at short. Diving after it, Lee makes a great backhanded pick. Throws high to first, not in time. Everybody safe. He had no chance on Perosa anyway. He did make a good play, though, to keep it on the infield. That prevented Ramirez most likely from scoring. The bases are now loaded, though, and the batter is Stanley Consuegra. So the Cyclones up by 4, 7-3 here in the ninth with a chance to really put the exclamation point on this win. If Swagger can come through with a base hit. First pitch is outside to Swagger. And the count is one ball and no strikes. Remember tomorrow, 105. Swagger, right-handed hitter. And he takes outside. Quirion got crossed up again. It bounces off his mitt. That's twice now in the inning. Quirion is not happy. And he tried to yank the ball up, and he kind of throws a hard underhand roller towards the first base dugout and goes out to talk to Hernandez. That's the second time he's been crossed up. Franklin Mignetti, the third baseman, is going to come in and help probably translate. But, you know, that's a potentially huge mistake. And Quirion was fortunate to get a glove on it. Those could very easily get back to the screen. But, yeah, he got crossed up for a second time in this inning. Now it's a 2-0 count on Consuegra, by the way, with the bases loaded. And Carlos Francisco is throwing in the bullpen. 2-0 high. Ball three. Now the count is three balls and no strikes. So 3-0 on Consuegra. Bases loaded, one out. And the pitch is in there. Strike, a fastball over the inside corner. And the count is 3-1. Brooklyn has added to this lead. Two runs, top of the ninth. And now the Blue Claws in trouble going into the bottom half. 3-1. Outside, he walked up. Ball four. First walk by Hernandez. And it comes to the bases loaded. So Alex Ramirez comes in to score. And Brooklyn leads it 8-3. We'll see if that's it for him or if they will let him face one more batter. Pat Listash is the acting manager, and that'll do it. Here comes Pat up the dugout steps, and the Blue Claws will go to the pen. So Christian Hernandez has allowed 5 hits and a walk in this inning, and Jersey Shore will bring on Carlos Francisco out of the bullpen here in the ninth. 8-3 Cyclones on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend,
a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Carlos Francisco is the new pitcher here for Jersey Shore. As he takes over for Christian Hernandez with one out of the top half of the ninth inning. Bases are loaded and 3 runs are already home. And Jose Mena is the batter. Right-handed hitter is Mena, who has walked, singled, and grounded out twice. Seventh hitter of the inning, pitched by Francisco, bounce foul. Carlos makes his 37th appearance. He's 1-3 with a 4.36 ERA. 43 innings, 31 hits. He's walked 25, and he has struck out 52. 8 runs, 13 hits for the Cyclones. 3 runs, 3 hits for the Blue Claws. Fastball outside, and it's 1-1. Mentioned the Blue Claws 1-6 with runners in scoring position. Brooklyn is 3-13. One and one. Chase the changeup inside from Carlos. Now we count 1-2. Francisco is born in Puerto Rico. Lives outside of Tampa now with the Hillsborough Community College in Florida. Phillies took him in the 28th round back in 2019. 1-2 on Jose Mena. And the pitch on the way, hit in the air, foul down first, out of play. And the count remains 1-2. On Mena. He has walked, singled, grounded out twice, as we said. High set for Francisco. And the pitch is a changeup, grounded back toward the middle. Simmons to his right field, underhands to Lee. There's one. Double clutch throw to first. There's two. Double play. So that prevents any further damage. Francisco gets Mena to ground into a 4-6-3 double play. Simmons to Lee to Wingrove, and the inning is over, but not before Brooklyn adds to the lead. They score 3 times, and they do it on 5 hits. There were no errors, and 2 left on. Bottom 9 here in Shoretown, 8-3. Cyclones up by 5 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Bottom of the ninth inning here in Shoretown. The Blue Claws down 8-3. Dyson Acosta for his second inning of relief. He got the last two outs of the eighth, fastball high, the count 1-0. When he came into the game, it was 5-3. Bases loaded, one out, and he struck out Anthony Quirion, and he struck out Arturo DeFreitas. Fastball at the knees, strike 1-1. So for Acosta, this is a save situation, and it would be his seventh of the year. Mignetti didn't like that call. Thought it was low. He steps out. 1-1. On deck is Hao Yu Lee and the top of the Blue Claws order. Ground ball off third. Bobbled by Lugo. Picks it up. Throws. Save. Base hit for Mignetti. Or no, check that. E5 on Lugo. So an error on Lugo, ranging to his left, and that'll bring up Hao Yu Lee. First error for Brooklyn, and that'll bring Lee to the plate. Would have been the fourth hit for Jersey Shore, but it's an E5. So here's Lee, who's 0-3, plus a walk. Broken back grounder that was mishandled by Lugo. Pitch on the way is a curveball. That's a strike. Drops in there, nothing in one. Eight runs, 13 hits for Brooklyn. Blue Claws 3-3. Each team has made an error. And the 0-1 is on the outside corner. Good hook. And Lee down to the count, nothing in two. Third game here for Hao Yu Lee. 19-year-old out of Taiwan. And the pitch is in the dirt, kicks away from Mena, skips off to the right. Down to second base goes Mignetti on what will be a wild pitch. So 1-2 here on Lee. And Leandro Pineda awaiting on deck. Blue Claws ruining those three runs they gave up in the top half of the ninth inning. Because they would have the tying run at the plate right now, if not for that. 1-2, the pitch. Breaking ball hit high in the air to left field. Playable. Backing up on it is Rudick. He's there. Makes the catch. That's out number one as Lee is retired. His home run last night was a no doubt about it home run. Hit a few decently tonight. Just a little bit out in front. And he flies out to left field here for the second time this evening. That'll bring up Leandro Pineda. He has an RBI tonight. He walked to the bases loaded back in the fifth, 0-3. And 2-12. And he lines one to first. Caught by Schwartz. Throws back to second. Not in time. Sliding in feet first was Mignetti. Pineda, couldn't have hit that any harder. But he lines out to the first baseman, JT Schwartz. For the second out of the inning, and that'll bring up Baron Radcliffe. Baron singled in two runs back in the fifth. Matt Russell will take the loss here. The Blue Claws do not come back and win. And he gets this one, a grounded and short off the end of the bat. Picked up by Newton, throws to first in time. Gets Radcliffe, ball game's over. Cyclones have won the first five in this series. They win it tonight by a final score of 8-3. Well, Radcliffe grounds out to short to end the game. Does drive in two of the three Blue Claws runs here tonight. 8 runs, 13 hits, 1 error for Brooklyn. 3 runs, 3 hits, 1 error for Jersey Shore. Daniel Juarez gets the win out of the bullpen. He's 1-0. Matt Russell takes the loss. He's 5-9. And Dyson Acosta gets his 7th save. Time of the game was 2 hours and 51 minutes. No, check that. Sorry. Time of the game was 2 hours and 50... Yeah, sorry. 2 hours and 52 minutes. And the attendance, 6,278. Brooklyn is 31-22, 61-58. The Blue Claws are 19-34, 44-75 on the season. Dominic Pipkin tomorrow, 2-6 for the Blue Claws, and Jeffrey Colon is 4th appearance. No record for Brooklyn. Blue Claws had their chances tonight, but they come up short. And the Cyclones have won 5 in a row to start the series. The Blue Claws have dropped 6 in a row overall. I'm Greg Giamborisi. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow at 105. Thanks for listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on blueclaws.com and MILB.